free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, April the 3rd, 2020, and a 2017 piece entitled Meet the World's Most Powerful Doctor, Bill Gates. Politico said, well, you know, some billionaires satisfy themselves by buying an island. Bill Gates got the UN Health Agency in Geneva. I tweeted out yesterday, I said, just a reminder, Bill Gates is not a doctor. He's not a doctor. He's not an epidemiologist, he's not elected, he's not even a lifetime bureaucrat. Why are we taking orders from this guy? How is he profiting from all of this? Is this some kind of a massive insider trade? I mean, you know, you've got Pelosi and these other people. What was done by Richard Burr folks and these other people in the Senate? That's small chump change compared to what Bill Gates did to us. And he is driving us, along with Fauci and all these other people, he is driving us into a global depression. And who do you think is going to be on top of all this? As I also pointed out yesterday in my tweet, I said, just understand that it's Bill Gates Corporation, Microsoft, that is now in charge of our news and our elections. DARPA created NewsGuard. And who did they get to do that for them? Well, Bill Gates, of course, Microsoft. They also have Election Guard. $10 million, the only funding of a small company that's doing this, a subsidiary wholly owned by Microsoft, got a $10 million grant from DARPA, to run the elections. To guard them, because, you know, we have to go to electronic elections. They've been planning this a long time. We're going to have electronic elections coming up this November, if we have elections at all. But at this point, what does it matter if we have elections? We've got a puppet president who does exactly what he's told by Bill Gates and a lifetime bureaucrat, Fauci, DeFuhrer. What difference does politics make anymore? It's for nothing but posers, folks. It's a bunch of ugly, bad actors up on the stage. It's all this is about. While people like Bill Gates and the permanently entrenched bureaucracy, like Fauci, are calling all the shots, we now have a medical tyranny. We have medical martial law. They haven't declared it. It's de facto. But anything that Fauci says gets done. They set up the structure. And we're going to talk about this today. We're going to have as our guest, Catherine Austin Fitz. She's going to tell you what the Federal Reserve has been doing. You think President Trump has taken over the Federal Reserve? Oh, man, I tell you what, that is a good one. That's a good joke. That's a good joke being passed around by the Q people. Man, I tell you what, that is one brilliant psyop, but not as brilliant as the psyop that's been rolling out for decades with these people. They've been putting all of these pieces in a row. And like I've said many times, you know, the old quote from Ernest Hemingway's book, you had the guy who was very rich. And he went bankrupt. And they said, well, how did you go bankrupt? You were so rich. He said, gradually, then suddenly. How do we get into a global depression? How do we get into a situation where we have absolutely no freedom? No freedom whatsoever. They're going to make you wear a mask? Or are they going to have you wear your toilet paper that you bought, too? Is that the next thing? You know, what other little tricks does Fauci have up his sleeve? And everything he says, President Trump pushes that out. Oh, it's just a recommendation. It's just a guideline. It's not an executive order. These are just suggestions. And that's exactly the way Bill Gates said it ought to be done. They're doing exactly what he wanted. Yeah, the Rockefeller Foundation planned it out. Soros planned it out. Soros says, yeah, now's a good time to get rid of the family, too. Now they're saying you got to have social distancing within your house. That's being floated out by somebody. There is no limit to the absurdity. We'll be right back.
We knew early on that COVID-19 was an engineered bioweapon. But again, people say, oh, then it must be the most deadly thing ever. No. It does clearly kill people. But if you're going to release a bioweapon for fear and to bankrupt an economy and cause panic and to run folks off the edge of a cliff in a giant artificial stampede, you want to know the real trajectory. Kill a bunch of old people. Kill people that are deficient. Kill people that are already sick. Get rid of folks the globalists don't even want anyways, but scare everybody else you want to control into submission. And that's what's going on. So people get confused by the paradox of you say it's a real virus, you say it's serious, but you say don't panic and don't shut the economy down. Exactly. Because if you do that, they're going to keep releasing bioweapons over and over again because it works so well on the public. Most people are starting to wake up, but we have to understand that pressure is being put on Trump to basically keep the economy shut for another 6 months to a year. We'll be in a depression long before then. We've got to go back to work.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, April 3rd, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the dictatorship being put in place. Who's really driving the country right now? Is Trump in control? I don't think so. Let's take a look at who really is in control. Bill Gates. As I talked about this yesterday on Twitter, one guy came back and said, look at the way this guy got started, ripping off this company. And I said, he said, any geeks that are old enough to remember? And I said, yeah, I'm an old enough geek to remember that. When I was in college in engineering, I wanted to build a computer. In those days, that was kind of the thing. If you wanted a computer, you built it. They were simple enough that you just built it. And you kind of hobbled it together from parts off of the shelf. It was pretty much a standard configuration before Bill Gates and Microsoft and DOS and the Intel processors standardized everything. It was still pretty standardized. Most people would put together an Intel processor. They'd use an S100 bus, and they'd use an operating system from Digital Research called CPM, Control Program Monitor. It was a command line interpreter. They referred to it as BIOS. You might remember that if you had anything to do with DOS, because Bill Gates stole it verbatim. As I tweeted out yesterday, I said it's the 21st century theft. The biggest theft of the 21st century, because that became the basis for Microsoft. That became the basis for his fortune. And he got away with the theft in broad daylight. Because if you want to steal everything that somebody, if you've got guns and masks, they're going to have us all wearing masks now, but you got guns and masks and you go into a bank, all you can steal is what you can carry out. But if you've got a group of lawyers behind you like Bill Gates, you can take everything that somebody's got. And they did. They took not only the profits, but they took all the intellectual property. They didn't even change the command line interpreter statements. They didn't even change the name BIOS. They just ripped it off. Bill Gates is a thief. He's not an engineer. He's a thief. And he's now stealing everything the world has. I've watched this guy from the very beginning. And now he's out there talking about how we've got to go on nationwide social isolation policy because he wants to collapse the economy. He's going to buy low and then ride it up. He's going to buy at the bottom of the Great Depression that he is causing. Some of these people like Fauci are little petty tyrants, bureaucrats, enjoying the limelight. His schedule is so busy, his wife says, a 79-year-old, I hardly see him. He's got one interview after the other. I mean, he's just soaking it up. He's loving this attention, like Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. That's Dr. Fauci to you. He's just really enjoying the power trip. But Bill Gates has got a darker vision for America. And, of course, it's going to make him a lot more wealthy, a lot more powerful. And if you go back and you look at the Gates family, his father always there with a Planned Parenthood and so forth. This is always, killing the population is always been the forefront of Bill Gates, as we pointed out for a long time here, his vaccine programs. It's like, yeah, we can spread this stuff around with mosquitoes and so forth. And constantly funding these simulations. I want to play for you a clip, video clip number 3. This is an interview that he had with CBS about how the economy must be sacrificed. We must do social isolation because the man who is never elected, the man who is not a doctor, the man who's not an epidemiologist, the man who's quite frankly not even a computer scientist says so. Here's Bill Gates, video clip 3.
You also talked in 2015 about the potential economic consequences of this. How concerned are you about the resiliency of the American economy?
Well, the economy is being hurt. It's great that Congress has acted. We probably will need to do more there. But the economy can return in a way that people who get sick and die cannot.
You've been in touch with leaders in Washington. Have you talked with the president about this?
I've not talked directly to the president. Our foundation is trying to be as helpful in a very constructive way as possible.
He's talking to the real leaders of the country, not the president. He's just
the pharmaceutical companies. We've talked to a lot of the agencies, including CDC and NIH, about how we work on the vaccine and the drugs.
The vaccine.
Is there anything that's really surprised you about what's happened?
You know, I thought we would respond a bit faster, what we're doing, how we're having to change the economy here in order to drop the number of cases.
It's really unprecedented.
Even the issue of once you get the case numbers down, what does opening up look like? You know, which activities like schools have such benefit and can be done in a way that the risk of transmission is very low?
And yeah, he's got a plan like for how you can do school over the internet. He's been doing that for a while.
In a certain sense, more optional. And so until you're widely vaccinated, those may not come back at all.
You'll have to get your curriculum from him.
We're going to think about pandemics differently from now on.
Well, that is for sure. You know, there were a few movies. They weren't that popular about this. And to make them at least a little bit popular, they usually had some miracle happen at the end where some hero, you know, invented something and boom, everything was back to normal. No, the awareness of this is a threat. And probably the biggest threat to, you know, kill tens of millions of people, that will be permanently embedded. So this time I do think we will get ourselves ready for the next pandemic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The next pandemic, that's going to be government. Government kills more people than any flu. Government kills more people even than any war. They kill their own people. We call that democide, where the government kills his own people. As we saw with Mao, I said from the very beginning, didn't I? Go back and look at the tapes. Any of you who listened to me said, you know that I said, look, we're following the obvious thing that we're following here is the China template of social credit, censorship, and central control and ownership of the society. You know, the difference is that there, the people who give themselves the titles of president and premier or whatever, President Xi. The people who give themselves the political titles and put the medals on their chest are the people who own everything and control everything. Here, we've got a different class of people like Bill Gates. They don't necessarily give themselves a title and a medal just yet. They prefer to have people up in front, people at the NIH, people at the CDC. And just like the British people have their politicians and their political class, and then they have the Queen and so forth that they put up there as a for ceremony and for show, we have our elected officials for ceremony and for show. We have people like President Trump, Vice President Pence, Mitch McConnell, who take their orders from the people like Bill Gates and DARPA and NIH and CDC and the Federal Reserve. That's what they're for. It gives you a sense of control if you can select a new figurehead every 4 years. We don't have a queen that stays here for a lifetime. We get to pick who the figurehead's going to be every 4 years. But the government never changes. Their plans never change. And, you know, you heard him say, you know, what we're doing here, how we're having to change the economy here. It's just a little change that we're going to do here. Yeah, it's just a global depression, bigger than anything that we've seen. And he said we didn't move quickly enough. Hey, Bill, You were able to, in just a couple of days, by fiat, create a greater depression than happened organically during the Great Depression. You got beyond the peak unemployment rates of 25%. You did that in less than a week. Good for you. You guys are moving really fast. That was always the point of the constant hectoring and simulations that were produced by Bill Gates, and it's been every year. Yeah, 201 was the one, the Vent 201 was the one that came out in the fall. But folks, as I point out, they've been doing this every year since 9/11, every year since they pushed out the Model State Emergency Powers Act to the different states. These were just suggestions. They were just guidelines. I don't have to do an executive order. I don't have to declare martial law. It's this kind of passive, passive aggressiveness that we see here.
I don't want to sit here and say, see, I told you so. So people say, oh, Alex Jones is so smart. Oh, he's so great. I can care less about that. I want you to understand that back in mid-January, during the whole fake impeachment fiasco and the rest of it, I was pointing out that the big issue would be the next move, the next attack the globalists were going to launch. They knew they didn't have the votes back then. And I said it would be an attack on the economy because criminals love to brag. And they were telegraphing the entire thing. And now here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Our economy shut down for over a month. Certain depression if it continues for more than a month and a half or so. Maybe even shorter. And Americans have failed the test. They have gotten into the fear. They've enjoyed not going into work. It's been a new drama. And the globalists are saying, hell, let's destroy their way of life forever. Let's kill their confidence and give them a depression. People better wake up now. The ultimate tyranny would be a nanny state that would not allow anyone to ever do anything that could possibly hurt them. And that's the globalist plan. And now Mr. Fauci at the NIH, last night in a press conference, standing right next to the president, said, we're going to have a global lockdown, because he talked to world leaders, until not one more person is dying or one more person is infected. The video is posted on Infowars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the precedent where not one person can die from the flu. Not one person can die from a cold. Everyone will be surveilled in live time by their cell phones and apps and drones and an absolute straitjacket of pure medical tyranny. And remember, it's Big Pharma that has all the level 4 bioweapons labs that keeps leaking all these man-made viruses. They're holding us all hostage. Oh, and he talked about forced inoculations. One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about, because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth for your throat and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, you know, we look at Bill Gates and his pronouncements. We just played that clip for you. He said, well, obviously we have some states that are taking different policies than others, said Anthony Mason, the shill there for CBS, interviewing Bill Gates. Do you think we need leadership from the White House that we're not getting? Gates said, I think the pressure by fellow governors, by the executive branch, the experts, should be very strong so that all 50 governors are seeing that they need to do this or that, that there is a federal order about the social isolation. The sooner you start, the less cases you're going to have, and the sooner we can all get back to some level of normalcy. As, you know, if you call it normal, having a digital tattoo put on your arm that shows that you've been vaccinated, readable by an app, that's what he's proposed, right? He worked with that for MIT. Bill Gates did. He funded that MIT. Let's have a vaccine that is both a vaccine and a tattoo. Maybe we should call it a telltale tattoo that's right there. Tattletale, too. How about that? Nevertheless, that's his priority. He wants to track you everywhere. See, you are Bill Gates' slave. He wants just to have inventory. I mean, any good manager wants to have an inventory of his livestock, right? You're his livestock. Just understand that. He feels like he's got a little bit too much livestock. He wants to cull the herd a bit. But he needs to have inventory of who's there and be able to track you everywhere. And you're going to have that. You're going to have testing. You're going to have vaccination. And then you're going to have tracking afterwards. Or you're going to be locked down. And you heard what he was saying. Well, you know, some of these things like schools, for example. Who was it that has been pushing school over the internet for the longest period of time? Bill Gates, of course. Who stands to benefit from that? Bill Gates, Microsoft, stand to benefit from that, obviously. But notice what he's saying. We've got to have pressure. So we got peer pressure from the governors, right? And that's what they've been doing. They've been pressuring President Trump to do what he knows is wrong. And he's doing it. He's doing what he knows is wrong. He's doing what he knows will destroy this country. He can't take the pressure. That's the one we should have. Billy Joel. Instead of you think, yeah, pressure. You can't handle the pressure, can you, Trump? No, no, no. Got to take the pressure, apply that to him, peer pressure, and then use this executive branch that they've now got under the thumb of Fauci. Use that to push as well. Not just the media. You notice he doesn't mention the media. Media is going to be their silent partner in all this. As he's got the interview from CBS. And that was on Wednesday. Yesterday, they all got the memo. When I got finished with this show, I walk into the break room to clean up my coffee cup. And there on Fox News, the Chiron, there's 11 states that still haven't locked everything down. Who are these people? How are they endangering our lives? We got to shut this down. These people like Governor Abbott here in Texas, you got to put pressure on him to shut everything down. This guy's going to kill us all, right? That's what they're doing. That's Fox News. Joining in with CBS, joining in with Bill Gates, joining in with Fauci, the president. They've all got guidelines. They've got recommendations. We have recommendations for you. They're just recommended. Well, fine. This recommendation, I don't care what you recommend. It's unsolicited advice. I don't really care about your recommendations. Except they're not recommendations. They say that they are. But they say that because they don't want to declare martial law. They don't want to do an executive order demanding that you do this. This is a soft tyranny. It's all just being done out of fear and guidelines and recommendations. That's how they're destroying your life. He said, the federal government needs to set the priorities. That's right. And they are. And he's doing it through the people that he talks to. He says, I don't talk to the president. He doesn't need to talk to the president. He talks to NIH and CDC, and they were the ones who put the pressure on the president. They're the ones who tell him what to do. By the way, there's a piece from the Washington Times, Cheryl Chumley. Bill Gates and his coronavirus conflicts of interest. Talking about how Bill Gates has basically taken over the World Health Organization. It's a comment, something that's very well understood. Politico talked about that. That quote that I had at the beginning of the show. Meet the most powerful doctor in the world, Bill Gates, says Politico. Bill Gates got the UN Health Agency in Geneva instead of buying an island for himself. And his critics say that Gates' priorities have become the priorities of the World Health Organization, that corrupt organization that many people who are doctors, many people who are epidemiologists and statisticians are pulling back and saying they're lying to us. They've lied to us about this from the very beginning. But, you know, they had that press conference. I played you the press conference where you had the reporter from Real Clear Politics ask a pointed question to Fauci about why are you backing this corrupt politician? He's not a doctor. He's a corrupt politician in charge of the WHO from Ethiopia. Why are you backing him? And, of course, President Trump said, well, I think the World Health Organization is a great organization. I really trust everything they have to say. Dr. Fauci, would you like to speak to this directly? Oh, I know Tedros. Tedros and I have been together for years. That's right. You've been concocting one phony pandemic after the other as a psyop until you can do this to us. And it was March 11th, one day after Business Insider reported how Gates had been pushing for a WHO declaration of pandemic on the coronavirus, one day after Gates announced that he had infused millions of dollars into a WHO-partnered venture called COVID-19 Therapeutics Accelerator, so you can't move quickly enough, that dangled the prospects of putting more regulatory powers into the hands of the global elitists. One day after that, WHO's Director General made an interesting announcement at a press conference on the coronavirus. Tedros, the guy that Trump says we can trust, the guy that Fauci says he's not in forever. Yeah, the two of them are on the same page. And yet you've got a lot of people pointing out the lies and the corruption of the WHO. Remember, it was in January that the WHO was saying, China's told us this isn't contagious, so we don't have to worry about this. And then they panic everybody, right? On the other way. They go the other way. So as one day after that, Tedros says, we have therefore made the assessment that COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic. First he said it's not contagious. Then he says, well, it's a pandemic, and I've got a lot of money from Bill Gates. And after he said that, the market tanked, of course, right? After we locked everything down, the market tanked, and then the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation invested a large amount of money in the Mexico Fund, a closed-end fund that focuses on investments in Mexico. Buy low. That's right. They're right there in place. You think anybody's going to investigate him for insider trading? You know, when Nancy Pelosi knows that she's going to push some regulations through, and, you know, she does stock trades based on how that's going to affect the market, or when Senator Byrd, North Carolina, does that, yeah, we get upset about that, and we should be upset about that. They should go to jail. Of course, they've made themselves, they've inoculated themselves against that. And, of course, nobody has to inoculate Bill Gates because he owns the government, and he can do that kind of trading anytime.
Hey, listen, Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you got to do is go to InfoWars.com/show, and you'll find Alex Jones's broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more, special broadcast, films, emergency reports. It's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video, and it's growing exponentially. And the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now. If all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
Listen, there's a show from PBS called It's Okay to Be Smart. So everyone who's been smart and has been put down for it and persecuted, it's okay to finally be smart.
That's right. There's not two sexes, and families are bad, and the right thing to do is to sterilize your son so he doesn't become an evil warmonger. I mean, a lot of feminists are saying we should have the government pass laws that male embryos are killed. But what's better and more reformed and more humanitarian is just to convince them when they're 5 years old to have their testicles chopped off. And again, global warming's real. We got to pay Lord Rothschild all of our money, and the pandemic's all real. We've got to be locked up in our houses. We've got to use the language the universities say. We're not a cult or anything. Oh, no. No, we're not. We're good people. We're good people that went to these corporate systems that didn't brainwash us. No, no. They enlightened us how to censor and how to rule and how to control.
You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, 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 the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor. Zinc, antiviral.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the info war, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex, you're the gladiator.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Do you feel the pressure? Do you feel the heat? That's my job here. They're trying to boil you like a bunch of frogs, the metaphorical phrase. They're trying to turn the heat up on you gradually. I'm trying to show you where this is going. I've been trying to do that for years. Look, they're rolling this stuff out every couple of days. They're competing with each other to see how much further they can go. We've got the New York mayor urging people to cover their faces in public. We got Laredo, Texas, saying, we're going to fine you $1,000 if you don't have a mask on and you go out in public. And we've got the White House now, just a couple of days ago. We had Fauci, the president, the Fuhrer of the country, the man who's now put himself in charge. Fauci was out there saying, there you go, there's a picture of little Vice President Pence. Did Fauci pet him on the head to get him to wear that mask? I tell you what, it's just become one, you know, panic piece after the other on the Drudge Report. You never see the other side of what's going on here. There's a lot of people who are calling out the BS and all this stuff, but you won't see those articles there. I've never seen such an orchestrated campaign of fear and propaganda in my life, and I've never seen tyranny advancing so quickly and so predictably. Every day we've got some petty tyrant competing to go further than somebody else in his jurisdiction did. And as soon as you got some little mayor in Laredo or somebody coming out with some absurd notion and order and dictate, they instantly get national headlines and a Drudge link. So why wouldn't you do that? I mean, that's what these people want, right? I'm a hero. I'm saving lives. Look at how draconian my measures can be. And that, as I said from the very beginning, even as this stuff was rolling out in China, I said, look at what they're doing here. I went back. I played you, not the event 201 that everybody's talking about. Of course, that was part of it. But the Gates Foundation and the Bloomberg John Hopkins Foundation, they've been running training exercises for the deep state medical health tyranny. They've been preparing these people on an annual basis, running simulations. And the bottom line of the simulation was everybody died because you didn't act quickly enough. Your measures weren't draconian enough. You didn't impose martial law quickly enough. And you didn't approve my vaccines quickly enough. So it took a whole 4 months for Fauci to get the swine flu vaccine that injured a lot of people. Remember that? Swine flu wasn't the problem. Fauci's vaccine was. And it was the vaccine that, I call it Fauci's vaccine because he's not the one being sued. It's the company that put it out and made a lot of money. But he vouched for it. He told everybody, it's safe, it's safe, it's very safe, it's very safe. You need to take it now. And then we heard couple of weeks ago, well, president, you know, the president, he's kind of a bit of a rube, you know. He doesn't know anything about science. It takes us 18 months to get a vaccine out there. We'll do what we can, President Trump. We'll rush this up as much as we possibly can. But you just don't understand. You know, we're health professionals. We're scientists. You can't get a vaccine out in less than 18 months. He'd already done it in 2009 with the swine flu fake pandemic. He'd already done it in 4 months. This is the way this guy rolls. You know, he will slap down and embarrass President Trump. Then he'll come back and he will be obsequious about it. He'll be condescending at sometimes, but then he'll say, oh, he caught on to that pretty quickly, actually, you know. Yes, I know, I'm the adult in the room, but, you know, I take him aside, I'm giving, and he's coming along good. I think he's going to be a good little pet for us. He's going to do exactly what we want, and he has become a good little house dog. President Trump has become the house dog of Fauci and the CDC. And so we got Fauci telling us, hey, this is going to get much worse. We're just preparing you for this. You know, we're rolling it out, you know, one or two steps every day. You know, we take another step forward. We come up with some other crazy thing, how we're going to lock you down. And you got to be afraid because we told you, look, we got people who are dying out here. We're not telling you how many people have it. We don't do any tests. We're just kind of estimating and we're comparing it to some phony estimates about regular flu that were put out by the CDC. You know, they actually tested how many people had the flu, how many people died from regular flu, and then they inflated it by a factor of 100. So instead of getting a fatality rate of 10% with the regular flu, they said, no, we know that 10% of the people aren't dying with regular flu, so we'll just estimate that number up. So we get a 0.1% number of people who are dying with regular flu. But we're going to take the numbers that we got with the coronavirus, even though we don't have any tests, we don't know how many people have got it. At the same time, they tell you everybody's going to have it. Everybody's probably already got it. They want to keep that fatality rate statistically high. They're playing with the numbers to scare you to death, to get you to beg for this. And the people are begging for it. They want all the states locked down. They want the borders locked down so there's no travel between states. Everybody hide in your houses. The flu bug is out. Watch out. Hide in those houses. Fauci says so. Trump says so. Video clip number 9. Let's play that.
The Surgeon General was on with us just yesterday and said, my advice is that the 30-day guidelines to stay home from the federal government amount to a national stay-at-home order. Is that how you see it, too? Do you agree?
Yeah, we're not going to actually put out an executive
order. Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at what's in those 30-day recommendations of the guidelines, that's essentially what it is. I mean, I know it's difficult, but we're having a lot of suffering, a lot of death. This is inconvenient from an economic and a personal standpoint, but we just have to do
just
it.
Economic.
It's
inconvenient. It's inconvenient.
This virus right
Yeah,
now.
You're going to starve people to death. Let's stop that. That's all I can take deployable. Of that. This is the only thing. Okay. All right. That's all I can take. Look, I do have another quote, though. You should hear this quote. He's talking about, again, staying at home. This is the new push right now. And then the next push is going to be You got to wear a mask when you go out in public. We've already got people saying when you're staying at home, even with other family members, you've got to have social distancing. And, you know, they're going to then say when you're at home, you got to wear a mask. And then when you're at home, we've got to have a Big Brother device there to monitor to make sure that you are following social distance at home with your family and on and on and on. At what point are you going to take up arms against these people? I am sick and tired of this. Sick and tired of it. Don't try to scare me with statistics. Like I said yesterday, at the Alamo and at Goliad, there was a 100% chance they were going to die. And they did it for their liberty. But you're going to cower in the corner because this guy shows you some phony statistics that don't have a denominator? You know what? When you don't have a denominator, the answer is undefined. That's what it is in math. Let's go to video clip number two.
Dr. Fauci, want to get to viewer questions in just a moment. For first, knowing the signs, does it make sense to you that some states are still not issuing stay-at-home orders? I mean, whether there should be a federally mandated directive for that or not, that I guess that's more of a political question. But just scientifically, doesn't everybody have to be on the same page with this stuff?
Yeah, he throws it out, and they kind of walks
I think
that.
So, Anderson. Yeah, I don't understand why that's not happening. Yeah. As you said, you know, the tension between federally mandated versus states' rights to do what they want is something I don't want to get into. But if you look at what's going on
that's the Constitution.
In this country, I just don't understand why we're not doing that. We really should.
Yeah, it's called a Constitution, Fauci. And, again, it's the same sort of thing, folks, that you saw with Jeff Sessions. Oh, he hated that medical marijuana stuff. He hated recreational marijuana, but that was being done by the states. And if he wanted to push that, then he would have been challenged in court. And the whole drug war scam would have collapsed because everybody would have seen that the emperor has no clothes, that they have completely ignored the Constitution. And that's why they keep making recommendations. That's why they keep making guidelines. And that's why I keep seeing these Q people when I say President Trump is shutting the country down. He's got executive orders forcing us into a Great Depression. Trump didn't do anything. He's just making suggestions and recommendations and guidelines. He doesn't have the guts to do martial law, just like Sessions didn't have the guts to come after the people who have shoved his medical marijuana prohibition back in his face. I'll just put it that way. We got to come back. Stay with us.
Every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second right now is critical. History is happening right in front of us, and we can't be spectators. We've got to be men and women in the arena, regardless of race, color, creed, age, sexual preference. It doesn't matter. The globalists with the Chi-Coms and others are openly trying to plunge our economy and start a new depression. China, who hyped up this virus, is now back to work and ramping up their economy, while ours is going into a free fall spiral. And Trump's desperately trying to restart it and create confidence, and the globalist corporate media that was worshiping China just a month or so ago, and their response is saying Trump is terrible because they want America to fail. They want you to fail. But you can expose them. You can speak out. You can share the articles and videos and reports at InfoWars and Band.video that expose them, and the globalist will go down. It's already blowing up in their face right now. So press the attack on the InfoWar and defeat the NWO.
The virus and all of the hype is designed to destroy one thing, confidence. It's confidence in an economy, confidence in a culture, confidence in the direction that a civilization and a people are going that causes people to work hard and believe in the future and invest. It's spirit. And the entire media and the entire culture and all these multinational governments and the UN, the WHO and the Chi-Coms in Hollywood have been having orgasmic delight over how pliantly everyone has gotten into a state of fear. Yes, the virus is real. It's going to be maybe double what the flu is normally, and it's a bioweapon. But a bioweapon the globalists knew the trajectory of, but its real target is confidence and the economy. And that's why recognizing that it's an attempt to scare us into submission is critical, because then people will understand the real paradigm.
There is a paradox. Yes, this virus is deadly and does kill people. And so do many other countless viruses that have already existed, that do exist, and will exist. But when Trump says the cure is worse than disease, he's talking about the media hype creating hysteria and trying to create uncertainty. And it is that that I oppose. It is not the American way to cower and live in fear and to follow the edicts and precedents set by communist China and hyper-authoritarian Singapore, where you're now being given 6 months in jail if you don't stand at least 6 feet away from someone. This is being used by social engineers, and they admit that they are trying to transform our world forever into something unrecognizable from what it's been. We are not slaves, and we must not act like it. BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We now have the health secretary of the UK, Matt Hancock, saying coronavirus victims may be given passports so that people know that they've had COVID-19. We'll give you an immunity certificate after you have beaten the bug, or maybe, you know, after you've gotten their vaccine. But you're not going to get out unless you've got that. And it was 2.5 weeks ago that I showed you what a cybersecurity expert had given me, and of course they were working on the plan. And understand, folks, this is coming from a white hat cybersecurity expert who gave me that information. They had the wristband, and the plan was, well, we'll test you, and then if you're okay, we'll give you a colored wristband, and that'll be good for travel for 1 day. And then you'll have to get tested the next day and so forth. But they're setting this up to be done electronically. And they're setting all this stuff up to track you electronically as well. And so here we are, you know, 2.5 weeks later. Yeah. They're doing it in the UK. The thing is, in the US, they're not as transparent. In the UK, they can say, yeah, we're just going to shut you down. We don't like Christians, standing on the corner in Hyde Park anymore. So we're just gonna, arrest you. They don't have a problem doing stuff like that. Here they have to pretend they don't want to go directly against the Constitution. They will come after it tangentially. They'll do deflected attacks, like I said before. You know, they're not going to come out and just say, well, we've got martial law now. Or you gotta lock everything down. You'll have people like the Surgeon General. This 45-year-old politician who was an anesthesiologist for 2 years. Then he got into academia. Then he was promoted in Indiana under Pence. And then he got picked to be the Surgeon General. And now he's out there saying, well, you could just take those recommendations as a federal order. That's the way you ought to treat these things. Because they don't want to do a federal order. Like I said, it's the same reason that Reefer Madness Sessions wouldn't come after the states that had, where the people and the legislatures and so forth exercised their constitutional authority to say, we don't recognize your prohibition of marijuana. There is no constitutional authority for anything that's done in the war on drugs, but it's a UN agenda. So the UN set up their agenda. They had their, you know, four different schedules, and they put the drugs in the schedules, and they put marijuana in as a Schedule One, saying it's highly addictive, as high, the most highly addictive drug you can have, and it has absolutely no medical use. And then they sent those schedules around to the whole world. And then when Richard Nixon became president 10 years later, 1971, he declared the war on drugs. But it was a UN agenda. And that's exactly the same pattern that is being used to impose this worldwide lockdown. You have guidelines that are coming out from the UN and coming out from the World Health Organization. You have the federal government that is proposing guidelines and recommendations. The only people who have the authority to do this are the state governors, and there's 11 of them who haven't locked down their entire state. Thank you, Governor Abbott, for having the intestinal fortitude, testicular fortitude, to oppose this. But he's getting a lot of pressure. Everybody, now it's a pressure game. The media, Fauci, the CDC, and the White House are now putting pressure on these 11 governors, including Fox News and so forth, because Fox News is right there at the top of this. As I said yesterday, I went in for the break and I see on the Chiron, oh, there's 11 states that haven't done this. And then you've got this hysterical reporter on there. She was on the other day with Maria Bartiromo when I went in to get my coffee. And she was just freaking out about how there were, you know, people that were out in the open. And the other reporter said, yeah, but they're like, you know, blocks apart from each other. I don't care. I don't care. You know, we're all going to die. And she was on talking about that. Yeah, this is the news network, Fox News, that gets funded by Big Pharma. These people that are selling prescription drugs that are toxic, that cost thousands of dollars a month. And they're the ones telling you, you got to lock down because you're all going to die. You know what the first cause of death in the United States is? It's either heart disease or cancer. They're one and two. The third cause of death was incorrectly reported as a coronavirus. No, the third cause of death has been and still is prescription drugs and medical mistakes. That is the biggest killer. Right after heart disease and cancer is the medical community, their drugs, their procedures, mainly their drugs. And so now these people are in control of our lives. They've taken over our health care. They've taken over our economy. They've taken over our Constitution. And if we want to see where this is headed, I mean, we've got the article one day, well, you know, White House is expected to recommend everyone wear masks, right? After they said, you know, the White House debates how far to go on face mask guidelines. That was April the 2nd. Then April the 3rd, well, they're expected to recommend everybody has to wear masks. Didn't take too long for the CDC to win that debate. Because there's nobody in the White House that understands math or science or statistics or epidemiology or the Constitution, most importantly, the Constitution that they swore to uphold. And so they're gaslighted by these people. They're pressured by them. And they probably get their little reward at the end of all this as well. We've got half of humanity now on lockdown as 90 countries call for confinement. And yet you have the European Union executive chief urges that we open up the borders of Europe. We got to keep the borders open. Keep these people around. Do you understand the fraud of the globalists? Do you understand how they speak out of their mouth and say one thing on one corner and then something else on the other side? Italians are saying the EU has abandoned them in the face of this pandemic. That's right, because they're still trying to bring people in, even though they're telling everybody, lock your country down, but not to people who are coming in from outside of the European Union. They're good. We've got the governor of New Jersey is now suggesting that we have to do social distancing at home. And so he gets his little headline for being the petty tyrant of the day. There you go. Let's reach out some whistles or something to set off. You know, the winner for petty tyrant of the day is Governor Murphy. And what has not been previously suggested, the New Jersey governor suggested that people practice social distancing in their own homes. That's what I said. All these numbers are just arbitrary, right? 500, 100, 50, 10. I said, when are we going to get down to one? One is the loneliest number. Yeah, that's right. At a news conference Wednesday, Governor Phil Murphy, Democrat, of course, if you do not need to be out, then you need to stay at home. Please stay at home. And even when you are at home, keep your distance between yourself and other family members. Oh, it will soon be an order. Let me tell you, this is just the way these things are all. Just give it a couple of days. It'll be an order. It'll be the next thing that Fauci will be thinking of. Because just like the TSA, it's not effective. You know, look at the places where they have enacted these kinds of draconian policies. Italy, Spain, California, New York. Is it effective? No, it isn't. No, it isn't. But it doesn't matter, because whenever the government fails at something, the answer is always more of what they failed at recommending, right? So if their isolation orders don't stop anything, then what we need is more isolation orders. And if the NIH has continually blown the whistle and cried wolf on things, then they just need to have more funding. L.A. mayor says that all residents should wear masks. That's right. And then it's not just the UK, but it is now also in Paris, where they're pushing the idea, and this is, again, coming from the World Health Organization, the WHO. Don't get fooled again. Antibody tests are key to ending the COVID-19 lockdown. So you get your antibody test, and then you get your little immunity passport so that you can travel again. We're going to keep you all locked down until you get your vaccine. This has been the plan from the very beginning. All right, we're going to be joined coming up by Catherine Austin Fitz, and we're going to talk about some of the economic stuff behind this, what's going on with the Federal Reserve, this massive economic bubble that was going to burst anyway. This just happens to be the hypodermic needle that burst it. But before we go to break, I just want to remind you of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's what funds this program. And we have a lot of products there that will help to support your health as it's being challenged as seriously as our freedoms are. So you want your free speech, you want your health. There's a couple of those two come together with the products that you buy at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, Prostagard is now 10% off. It not only has saw palmetto, but it also has zinc. You might want to take a look at Prostagard at InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off. And, of course, we also have Survival Shield X-ray nascent iodine, 60% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate tyranny would be a nanny state that would not allow anyone to ever do anything that could possibly hurt them. And that's the globalist plan. And now Mr. Fauci at the NIH, last night in the press conference, standing right next to the president, said, we're going to have a global lockdown, because he talked to world leaders, until not one more person is dying or one more person is infected. The video is posted on InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the precedent where not one person can die from the flu. Not one person can die from a cold. Everyone will be surveilled in live time by their cell phones and apps and drones and an absolute straitjacket of pure medical tyranny. And remember, it's Big Pharma that has all the level 4 bioweapons labs that keeps leaking all these man-made viruses. They're holding us all hostage. Oh, and he talked about forced inoculations.
I don't want to sit here and say, see, I told you so. So people say, oh, Alex Jones is so smart. Oh, he's so great. I care less about that. I want you to understand that back in mid-January, during the whole fake impeachment fiasco and the rest of it, I was pointing out that the big issue would be the next move, the next attack the globalists were going to launch. They knew they didn't have the votes back then. And I said it would be an attack on the economy, because criminals love to brag. And they were telegraphing the entire thing. And now here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Our economy shut down for over a month. Certain depression if it continues for more than a month and a half or so. Maybe even shorter. And Americans have failed the test. They have gotten into the fear. They've enjoyed not going into work. It's been a new drama. And the globalists are saying, hell, let's destroy their way of life forever. Let's kill their confidence and give them a depression. People better wake up now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to be joined by Catherine Austin Fitz in the next hour. You know, one of the things that came out as Representative Thomas Massie, now the most hated man in Washington and in mainstream media. Why? Because he forced a vote. And as he was talking about it, he said, yeah, I was very concerned about this because, you know, we had a situation where the leadership was saying, don't bother to come in. We got this under control. We'll just do a voice vote. We got a few of us that are here and we'll run this thing through. Now, he didn't draw the comparison. He said, trouble is we got the Constitution here. And he did say when he was on the steps of the Capitol, he said, I smell a rat here. And he didn't say it in any of the interviews that I've seen of him. But I'm telling you, that's exactly what happened with the creation of the Federal Reserve. Right? They waited until everybody had gone home for Christmas holiday. They didn't have, you know, the mechanism at the time to scare everybody with the idea of a global pandemic and lock everybody at home, but they waited until everybody went home for Christmas vacation. Then the few people that were left around said, well, we'll just have a voice vote here. And Massie said, no, actually, you know, under the Constitution, and we'll be talking to Richard Proctor later in the show as well, under the Constitution, you got to have at least 50 of the people there, 50% of the people, you don't have a quorum. They ignored that with the Federal Reserve, and you better watch out when they're trying to pull this kind of stuff again. And so good for him. I mean, they wound up just doing it with a voice vote. And now we find out just a few days later, a lot of people saying, oh, this is good. President Trump has just taken over the Federal Reserve. That's not my take on it. I'm going to find out what Catherine Austin Fitz's take on this is. But let me just tell you, if you think that's a good thing, then it's just a couple of days later, you know, we had this big bailout there, you know, for all the small businesses that are being forced into bankruptcy. There's an Onion piece that says a survey shows that most restaurants go out of business 1 year after they've been forced to close. They go bankrupt. It won't take a year. And so as they force everybody to close, just like that, just like we saw our little petty dictator here, the mayor in Austin, shut down the restaurants. And I was there that day with my wife, and the waitress said, I don't know what I'm going to do. She was given 1 hour notice, you know, by the mayor here. These Democrats who love the working man and woman so much, they just feel their pain, don't they? And so, you know, those people who've lost their jobs, you know, don't worry. President Trump's got a $1,200 check for you. That should tide you over for several months. He wants to put a signature on there, too. Good for him. I'll give him credit for that. You give him credit for that, too. You remember that when you go to the voting booth. You remember how this guy stabbed you in the back, took your job. $1,200, thanks. Oh, and now they're saying, well, IRS says it just can't send out the checks quickly enough. It's going to take at least another 20 days. You know, they love you, and the check is in the mail. The two big lies, right, from Democrats and Republicans. And now we find out, as far as a small business relief, Steve Mnuchin is bowing to the interests of Wall Street and the bankers. And, you know, they said, well, we'll loan money to these banks, to these businesses that we forced to close. And, we'll give you a half a percent loan. How about that? Half a percent loan. So we're going to tell you, you can't be open, but don't worry. We'll give you a half a percent loan, you know, from the banks who are getting it for nothing, right? Nothing, nothing. And the banks aren't happy enough with that. So Steve Mnuchin, President Trump's Goldman Sachs banker in charge, said, okay, we'll double it. How about 1%? Now we loan money to the small businesses. Let me tell you, this is a screw job from the get-go. From the get-go. You talk about trickle-down tax cuts. You talk about this kind of stuff. It has been baked in for a long time, folks. I'm not going to try to put any kind of... The glass is not half full. The glass is not even 10% full here, folks. Sorry, I can't be an optimist about this type of stuff. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We knew early on that COVID-19 was an engineered bioweapon. But again, people say, oh, then it must be the most deadly thing ever. No. It does currently kill people.
But if you're going to release a bioweapon for fear and to bankrupt an economy and cause panic and to run folks off the edge of a cliff in a giant artificial stampede, you want to know the real trajectory. Kill a bunch of old people. Kill people that are deficient. Kill people that are already sick. Get rid of folks the globalists don't even want anyways, but scare everybody else you want to control into submission. And that's what's going on. So people get confused by the paradox of you say it's a real virus, you say it's serious, but you say don't panic and don't shut the economy down. Exactly. Because if you do that, they're going to keep releasing bioweapons over and over again because it works so well on the public. Most people are starting to wake up, but we have to understand that pressure is being put on Trump to basically keep the economy shut for another 6 months to a year. We'll be in a depression long before then. We've got to go back to work.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us on the line now is Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm really glad to have her on because I want to get her comments on what is going on with the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department and BlackRock. She has got a very, very long resume in the financial community. She understands these issues perhaps better than anybody else. Her website, again, is Solari.com. I think is, Catherine, is it home.solari.com? S-O-L-A-R-I?
Yeah, but if you just put in Solari.com, you'll get there.
Okay, good, good. And I also want to talk to her about the secretive changes to the accounting system that she's been talking about. I haven't seen anybody else talking about this, so I wanted to get into this as well, as she puts it here in an overview. Before we get to that, I'll just tell you, what is it about secret financing for secret armies that you don't understand? The U.S. government just changed its governance model from a constitutional republic to fascism through an obscure accounting policy. So we're going to talk about that as well. But before we get to that, thank you for joining us, Catherine.
Thank you, David. It's always a pleasure.
Well, thank you. And let's talk a little bit about what's happened now with the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department and BlackRock. I mean, I see a lot of people's comments that, oh, well, this is good because now we've got some kind of a merger here between the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department. That means that President Trump has taken over the Federal Reserve, and this is good news. I'm not so sure that I see it that way. How do you see it? You're laughing about that. I think it's laughable, too, but go ahead.
Well, first of all, for many, many decades, since the 47 and 49 Act, we've had a very synthesized federal credit mechanism. It's like a coin, and Treasury's on one side, and the Fed is on the other. So this is a hybrid model. It's always been very tight at the hip. And but what you see, which is more unusual, one of the great powers behind the Federal Credit Mechanism is the Exchange Stabilization Fund. And the Exchange Stabilization Fund is operated very secretly. It reports to the Secretary of the Treasury. So it's a Treasury fund, but it's managed by the New York Fed and its member banks as agents. This is basically run by the owners of the Fed. And it's, I call it the mother of all slush funds. What we've seen is a money geyser of the Fed arranging unbelievable amounts of lending and intervention in the market. And for legal reasons to do some of that, they've wanted a backstop from the ESF, which they run anyway. But Treasury technically has to be legally on the line because you're putting the taxpayers directly behind many of these different functions that the Fed is doing. And it set off sort of this unbelievable conversation about some kind of merger between the Fed and the Treasury. You're looking at them, what are you talking about? So, you know, I don't know. That's kind of I think Jim Bianco said something in the in Bloomberg because he was frustrated at how outrageous the money geyser is. Now, at the same time, because of what the Fed is doing, they're doing a lot of complicated arrangements. They're kicking up and reviving a lot of the facilities that they did during the bailouts. If you take all that together, it's a tremendous amount of work. And so what they did is, and I haven't seen the contract, so I'm not clear about the details. What they did is they outsourced the management of their fixed income portfolio. And I suspect it's because they're doing lending on ETFs and equity ETFs to BlackRock. Now, this is a little bit like taking, taking your most valuable assets, all your money and your family and your children and the dog you love the most, and turning it over to pirates. It's kind of like, can we give the hedge funds a backdoor, bam, straight to the Fed? You know, so I would love to see the contract. And until I see the contract, I don't know the details. But so now we're piratizing portions of the Fed, and that, you know, that just opens the door to more shenanigans. It's not a merger. Now, let me tell you what we should be looking for, which is the most dangerous thing. You know, a great deal has been done to shed the legal liabilities for the $21 trillion missing from the U.S. government. So we see the big defense contractors running the information payment systems, moving their liabilities into new companies. And we know that when Skidmore published his report on the $21 trillion missing, suddenly we see fires at the New York Fed on a Saturday night. Because somebody was using...
Well, it's better than flying a missile into the window of the auditors at the Pentagon, right?
Right, exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
So what we want, what I'm concerned about is the potential of what I would call a cut and run. And the day the Fed owners decide to transfer all their civil and criminal liabilities for all the illegal transactions and market interventions they've been doing over to the Treasury, that is a real signal on cut and run. So that's something to worry about, which just might be why these crazy things are being set off. But it's a very intricate financial structure, and sometimes you can oversimplify into some serious disinformation. These guys have been integrated and synthesized and tied at the hip for a long, long time. The only problem is you got a huge stem out the back door, as you know, and you've covered many, many times. I don't need to tell you about it.
So, yeah, you know, so, when we look at you, you talked about BlackRock being a hedge fund company. And of course, you know, we've had many people have estimated, you know, $6 or $7 trillion worth of money that's been dumped in the repo market to help out these hedge funds. I mean, are they in the center of all that massive dump of cash that was happening last November, December, and so forth?
Well, they're not. BlackRock isn't a hedge fund. They are an asset manager, and one of the largest. They and Vanguard are two of the largest asset managers in the world. Mm-hmm. But Larry Fink, who is the CEO of BlackRock and has built it and run it for many years, I did a big wrap up last year on the enormous hypocrisy of. It's called ESG, environmental, social, and governance. Larry Fink has been out and about promoting the idea that we need to force companies and private companies to do massive financial disclosure on their environmental, social, and governance, you know, and ethics aspects. Meantime, the government has been taking all financial disclosure, both for companies and the government, secret and silent. Larry Fink hasn't said a word because he's at the heart of, you know, I call it piratization. Mm-hmm. So while he's piratizing, he's now famous in the financial markets for running around and screaming at everybody about their ethics. Now, I just have to say one thing. Mm-hmm. We see millions of Americans. We have 10 million claims for unemployment. We see millions of Americans who cannot pay their April 1st rent, do not have enough money to buy food. But apparently it's a major, major emergency to get money to hedge funds that are in trouble. And so they need a 1 hour to 24 response time. And we need Larry Fink controlling the bond portfolio to make sure there's no hiccup in the markets. But meantime, everybody in America who's paying for this and who's liable for this, you know, it's can wait till the end of April, and then it's not enough to pay their rent. So,
well, I don't know, Catherine, if you saw that Steve Mnuchin has just caved to Wall Street and the bankers or whoever. You know, they didn't think that the 0.5% loan that they were making to the small businesses as part of this, $2 trillion bailout. They didn't think that was a good enough return. So he caved to them and he doubled the interest rate and said, okay, you can charge them 1%. How about that? And it remains to be seen if they're going to go for that.
Here's the beauty of this. I got a marketing. A lot of my clients are getting marketing for the SBA loans. So we've got $350 billion, I think, it's $350 billion plus of SBA loans. And now, what small businesses in America need is profit and equity. The last thing they need is more debt.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to close you down and put you in debt, and now we're going to raise the interest rate on the debt. And that's helpful, isn't it?
Well, but here's the thing. So all of our pals on Wall Street are getting bailed out are essentially all the New York Fed member banks are basically borrowing at zero. Remember, the Fed's cut the rate. So they borrow at zero, and then we pay them a 5 to 1% fee, depending on the size of the SBA loan, to borrow our own credit back at 5 and 7. This 5 3/4 was the deal I was offered yesterday. And here's the unbelievable thing. $65,000 per person is missing from the federal government. And whatever those transactions were, they went through the New York Fed member bank. So here's how it works on the SBA.
Wait, we got to take a break. We're going to be right back. Okay. I want to hear that. $65,000 they've already ripped off from each and every one of you. They've forced you out of a job now. And now you're going to loan them the money and they're going to send it back to you at 0.5%. No, we'll charge you a 0.5%. Who knows where they're going to wind up. We'll be right back with Kathleen Austin Fitz.
Do yourself a favor and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about the ingredients of the highest quality, like black walnut and others, that are in this baby. And then read some of those reviews for yourself. And then don't just believe InfoWars. Go out online at major nutrition sites and others and look at the studies for yourself. Go out and engage in your First Amendment right to research, your First Amendment right to tell others about incredible compounds God has given us through Mother Nature. Living Defense is at InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for 4 months. Now back in stock. For a limited time, get 40% off. People are doing their own research, and they're getting Living Defense at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got our great Super Blue toothpaste, the bestseller for 5 years, with the Nano Silver, the Tea Tree, and the Iodine. It's selling out, still 50% off. And the Iodine's selling out, the X3, it's 60% off, because I want you to experience how amazing it is.
In a constant search to upgrade your favorite formulas, we brought you a new way to get your B12 with the most effective and expensive form available. Ultra 12 uses methylcobalamin, a powerful way to get pure energy support for those serious about getting the B12 they need to fight deficiency and reach their peak. The results are simple. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, help the body produce energy and blood cells, and support healthy nerve and brain cells. We're bringing Ultra 12 down 40% to make sure you get this product before we run out. Now you can finally upgrade your daily routine. Get Ultra 12 today at 40% off to support the InfoWars store and experience true B12 power.
The ultimate tyranny would be a nanny state that would not allow anyone to ever do anything that could possibly hurt them. And that's the globalist plan. And now Mr. Fauci at the NIH, last night in the press conference, standing right next to the president, said, we're going to have a global lockdown, because he talked to world leaders, until not one more person is dying or one more person is infected. The video is posted on InfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the precedent where not one person can die from the flu. Not one person can die from a cold. Everyone will be surveilled in live time by their cell phones and apps and drones and an absolute straitjacket of pure medical tyranny. And remember, it's Big Pharma that has all the level 4 bioweapons labs that keeps leaking all these man-made viruses. They're holding us all hostage. Oh, and he talked about forced inoculations.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it, along with the Nano Silver, and, of course, the Tea Tree Oil, that is selling out. Still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that, because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life. Not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
Yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Catherine Austin Fitz. Again, you can find her material at Solari.com, and there is an excellent article that she had. She reprinted her comments that she made a colleague back in January of 2019 about what was happening with FASAB 56, an obscure accounting rules change that most people don't know about, and what was behind that. Connections to Blackwater, but we've been talking about BlackRock. You know, Catherine, it's kind of funny, isn't it? All these people, you got BlackRock, you got Blackwater, they're all operating under the black flag. You can't keep one pirate group from the other, can you? It gets kind of confusing.
If all the money, if the black budget and the black side of the economy is a vortex through which all the money on the planet is going to flow through, ultimately they're all going to come back to us named Black.
Yeah, I guess the question is, how do we all get back in the black? You know, I mean, that's the problem,
right,
is
exactly.
We've got these pirates under the black flag robbing us blind. You were just talking before we went to the break about how we're all on the hook for about $65,000 a piece to these shenanigans. You know, back in November and December, as these things were rolling out, I said, look at this. You know, one of these, first time it caught my attention, it's like, look at this. I forget, it was like $90 or $100 billion that they just dumped into the repo market. I'd never heard of it. But, of course, you know, back in 2007, nobody ever heard of collateralized loans. You know, they have all these different, you know, it sounds very sophisticated, but it's nothing but sophistry and con games and crimes when they put this stuff together. And so it's like, oh, what is the repo market? But I looked at the magnitude of that, and I said, you know, that's about the annual gross domestic product of Puerto Rico. And then a few weeks later, they dumped in $500 billion. I said, what? I said, that's about the gross domestic product annually of Switzerland. They were dumping this stuff in, you know, one country after the other, the entire GDP in a day, and they keep doing it.
So here's the problem, and this is always the problem with centralization, that as you centralize, you become more and more reliant on the centralized credit. And as that happens, you know, the market gets more and more fragile, liquidity becomes more and more an issue, and the credit deteriorates. So we've seen an enormous debasement over the last 20 years in the federal credit. But the more you centralize, the more dependent you are on it. And I think that's why there's so much interest in, you know, what are Fed and Treasury together really up to? Because you basically have the entire global economy coming in and depending on the federal credit. And unfortunately, if you look at that credit, ultimately your house, my house, you know, it's our assets that are, as a legal matter, standing behind all of that. And as more and more of the economy floats into that, I think many of the things going on, David, are because the people who manage the dollar syndicate are having a harder and harder time keeping it going. And the more you turn the dollar away from being a tool of liquidity to a tool of control with the weaponization of sanctions and everything else, the more people, whether they're small business owners in the United States or people around the world, get uncomfortable. And we're watching, at the heart of this is a very serious currency war. And that's why you see many people acting on the global stage to protect the dollar syndicate, other people trying to get out, and a real push, unfortunately, by the tech billionaires to try and replace the whole system with something, you know, that, as far as I'm concerned, is the end of currencies.
Oh, yeah. And you saw that surface briefly, Pelosi and, of course, Maxine Waters, who's had her own banking ethics issues in the last manufactured crisis. They were pushing in that digital cash bill as part of this $2 trillion bailout. It was pulled out at the last minute, but it's going to be back. I mean, they're going to have more of these bailouts, and that's where it's going, isn't it?
So here's the thing. Our hero, every week and then every quarter and every year, we have a hero. So our hero of the first quarter is Thomas Massie. Thomas Massie is the congressman from Kentucky. You know, he and Rand Paul do some amazing things.
Yeah.
Thomas Massie tried to force one a quorum vote on the stimulus package. He called it the greatest wealth transfer in the history of civilization, which is not untrue. And but then he said, you know, this $1,200 is the cheese in the trap, because mm-hmm. because you're going to be out, you know, $60,000 per family, and that's in addition to the $65,000 per person on the trillion money. And what you're going to get is $1,200, which is just an advance on your future tax payments or tax refunds. And, you know, it's cheese in the
trap. And then it even gets worse, Catherine, because now they're telling you that the little $1,200 cheese that you're going to get is going to be out 20 days or more. They can't even get that out.
Here's what he tried to do. He tried to force a recorded vote. Mm-hmm. And it's shocking to me that the president allowed Pelosi to do this. But they basically, you know, used a non-recorded vote to approve the greatest wealth transfer in history. And so now when the incumbents come back to run for election, you know, they can say they didn't vote for it.
It's kind of what they did when they put in the Federal Reserve, isn't it? You know, they all went on, most of them on Christmas vacation, and it's like, I don't know if we got a quorum here, but hey, nobody's counting. Let's go ahead and run through the Federal Reserve. I mean, it reminds me of that. And I think that's why Massey said he smelled a rat.
Right. You know, part of what happened in 1913, you know, in the process of creating the Federal Reserve, if you wanted the dollar to be the global reserve currency, you needed a central bank. You know, and now what you didn't need was a privately owned one. You know, and that's why we have 23 plus trillion and rising quickly of federal debt. But you did need a central bank if you were going to become the reserve currency. And there's no doubt that most Americans have benefited, you know, tremendously from the subsidy that flowed in. And that's the fight that's going on now globally in the whole fight over the economic model. You know, the world does not want to deliver that subsidy to Americans. So the leadership, you know, we got a lot of false prosperity out of the China trade, and that's what's unwinding now.
Yeah. We got the, we had the Federal Reserve, then we had the petrodollar, you know, that was put in when he got off, Bretton Woods, two and so forth. But before we go, tell us real quickly about this, FASAB and Blackwater, the connection of those two. We got about a minute and a half.
So FASB 56, many, many wonderful people were pressing hard on the $21 trillion missing from the federal government and the refusal of the federal government to produce audited financial statements as required by law for over 20 years. And so there was push, 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 and DOD kept saying, okay, we're going to have an audit. They couldn't produce an audit. And then they said to produce the audit, they needed FASB 56, which is a little sort of rule trick between the administration and the Congress. It says, we can keep secret books, and you can't know what's in the secret box, and you can't know who put it in the secret box. And so when you look at our financial statements, they're entirely meaningless. So they got this passed while the Kavanaugh sexcapade was going on and proceeded to, you know, produce meaningless, or actually they can't even produce the audits anymore. But basically they're running secret books, and they're doing it as a matter of policy. And it gets even better because last week the Pentagon announced that they wanted their future budgets and appropriations to also be secret, because apparently they need to, you know, that makes it much easier to send more and more money through the secret books of FASB.
It makes it much easier to have corruption and criminal actions if nobody can see what you're doing, doesn't it? Can you say one more segment with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. All right. We'll be right back with Catherine Austin Fitz. And again, you can find her at solari.com, SOLARI.com. We'll be right back.
As bad as things are, with now more than half the world population under martial law being directed by the UN, there is a massive awakening happening. The tyranny of Big Pharma and the medical mafia and the forced inoculations and the UN admitting that vaccines are killing people and they've covered it up. And everywhere I go, I am just mobbed by folks on the street now, even in leftist Austin, who used to attack me just a few years ago saying, you were right about 5G. 5G's killing us. I looked it up. It's causing cancer. It destroys immunity. It says that it makes it easier for viruses to attack. People are really starting to wake up, and they know they're under attack at a spiritual and subconscious cellular level. So now, my friends, educate everyone you know. They're ready to listen. They're ready to learn. They're ready to take action. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
This ad will only run for a couple days because it's about to sell out. I noticed, hey, we had a lot of Prostagard. People love it. We've got a lot of it. Why is it suddenly almost sold out?
Yep.
And I went, oh, my gosh, it's an incredible formula, not just for the prostate, the saw palmetto that's on record for helping that. It's got everything, vitamin D, a big dose of that, a big dose of zinc, a big dose of selenium, copper, chromium, and a bunch of other stuff. This is the perfect formula for what's going on right now. And it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com, and I want you to have it so that after all this craziness passes, it becomes a normal regimen in your life, because this is something, in my view, you need every day. Get it right now, Prostagard at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you do, please warn others that Mother Nature has given us a lot of things that really help boost our overall health and wellness.
We knew early on that COVID-19 was an engineered bioweapon. But again, people say, oh, then it must be the most deadly thing ever. No. It does currently kill people. But if you're going to release a bioweapon for fear and to bankrupt an economy and cause panic and to run folks off the edge of a cliff in a giant artificial stampede, you want to know the real trajectory. Kill a bunch of old people. Kill people that are deficient. Kill people that are already sick. Get rid of folks the globalists don't even want anyways, but scare everybody else you want to control into submission. And that's what's going on. So people get confused by the paradox of, you say it's a real virus, you say it's serious, but you say don't panic and don't shut the economy down. Exactly. Because if you do that, they're going to keep releasing bioweapons over and over again because it works so well on the public. Most people are starting to wake up, but we have to understand that pressure is being put on Trump to basically keep the economy shut for another 6 months to a year. We'll be in a depression long before then. We've got to go back to work.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Catherine Austin Fitz. And as we were talking about this FASAB 56 rule, the accounting change rule, to hide everything. I mean, you've had all these secret wars, embezzlement. Who knows where all this black money is going, right? And it kind of piled up, as she pointed out. We had $21 trillion missing by now, and people were starting to ask some uncomfortable questions about that massive pile of missing money. And so as the Kavanaugh hearing is going on, and you've got everybody in the country obsessed over Kavanaugh's conduct at fraternity parties decades ago, and everybody lining up, Republican, Democrat, Trump supporter, Trump opposer, you know, on either side about this whole Kavanaugh show that's being put on in media. As that's happening, they're pushing through a rule to cover up all of this stuff and to make sure, as Catherine pointed out back in January 2019, the U.S. government just announced it's sticking a pipeline into the back of Treasury and has announced to every private army, mercenary, and thug in the world that they are open for business. You know, this is why I think it is so vital, Catherine, what you're doing, because if we continue to go down this partisan Republican, Democrat thing, we don't realize what's really going on, that there's a unified government, that while they keep us occupied with these party games, They are robbing us blind and literally killing us. I don't think Kavanaugh is going to wind up being a constitutionalist. This guy, this Georgetown elitist, he's going to go the way of most of these Republican appointees to the Supreme Court. Go ahead.
Here's the problem. It's very hard to be a constitutionalist when you're fighting with all the money on the planet. And that's why you've got to get the economic and financial model into alignment with what we say our value, you know, the values that we want to have. Because ultimately, David, the problem that you're covering, I'm covering, is the financial system is a function of law. Most financial assets, they relate to real assets, but they're defined by contracts and law. And if there's no law, if anything goes, then essentially the only thing that has any value is what you can protect with a gun.
That's right.
So you know, we're watching the debasement, not just of the dollar, but now of the whole financial system, of all the contracts, of all the law. And that's the danger, because you know, the day you kill the appearance of the rule of law, then nothing has any value. And that's part of what I was talking about with the deterioration of the credit. But I'm glad you brought up the private armies, because if you are going to privatize the whole planet and go from a system of national sovereign governments to a system of everything run sort of invisibly by big investors through corporations, one of the things you need is you need an infinite amount of money for private armies. I'll never forget Joseph Farrell, when I first explained FASB 56 to me, he said, "Oh, wow, this is Hitler's wet dream. Infinite amounts of money for secret armies."
That's right. That's right.
So, my big concern, so we know right after FASB 56 passed, BlackRock, which changed its name, ran a big ad in one of the sort of mercenary magazines, you know, BlackRock is coming, or BlackRock is returning.
You mean Blackwater? Like, you mean Blackwater, right?
I'm sorry, Blackwater, right. Exactly.
It's hard to keep all these pirates separate, right?
So
Blackbeard. We had the Blackbeard. That should be what they call the bailout beard, the bailout law,
you know,
right?
Come on. The stimulus. Minution is skull and bones.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right.
So, we've gone to skull and bones in a handbasket, haven't we? Yeah.
So Blackwater came out and came out with this sort of "we're back." And my big concern on FASB 56 is now you've created a financial mechanism to allow, you know, what has been getting steadily worse since a series of executive orders under Bush, in combination with the 47 and 40 Act, 49 Act engineered, which is, you've created a federal credit mechanism that allows you to borrow an infinite amount of money at our expense, you know, that we're liable for, and then run around the world and run secret military operations. And now, of course, we've converted space to a warfighting domain, so God knows what's going on there. And then you combine that with a global crowd control system, which is, you know, people think of 5G as a new cellular system. It's not. It's crowd control. So,
oh, yes. And they're going to have people begging for it, aren't they, Catherine, when they've got everybody locked in their homes and, you know, already they're seeing bandwidth issues and so forth. And the only way they're going to be able to work is if you've got fast 5G, right? So everybody's going to be begging for it now.
Well, here's the thing to understand before you beg for life behind the one or in front of the one-way mirror. I was at the Aspen Institute a couple of years ago, and talking, I was having a bit of a tiff with a venture capitalist billionaire, and you know, he basically looked at me and said, "You know, sweetie, we can re-engineer everything into software and AI, and ultimately, all small business. You know, I can re-engineer any small business into AI and software and take it all away. And you know, part of putting everybody online in this way is to get the flow of data into the cloud that you need to do that."
Yes.
So just remember, you're giving intimate access to your centralizing competitor, who intends to ultimately re-engineer everything into their pocketbook.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it is kind of, as they pointed out, you know, the sci-fi series, they call it Black Mirror. It really is kind of a black mirror, and it's a black one-way mirror. And it's kind of, you know, the big data miners out there, Palantir, you know, they also use that metaphor they took out of the Lord of the Rings, where they can look into you with that. You think you're using it for communication, but they're using it to get intel on you. It's very sinister, and now they've gotten everything in here. So we've only got about a couple of minutes left, Is there, what is the key to getting out of this? Certainly it is the money, because we see, even on the political side, we see the exponential increase in campaign financing. It's because there's so much power and money there, there's unlimited assets. So we don't get a legal system, we're done, right?
Well, here's the thing. We've all been the beneficiary of, you know, most citizens in America have been the beneficiary of organized crime, and now it's turning the other way. Mm-hmm. And what we're realizing is, now that they've eaten everybody else, they're coming to eat us. So now is the time, as I would say, to hit the red button. And, you know, I continue to be an optimist. I have one wonderful ally who says our circumstances are far too dire for the luxury of realism. My assessment of all of this is you cannot run a planet with just control and force. I just don't think it works. And I do a lot on Soleri about the story of Gideon. One ally said, how come I need Bible stories and B-grade movie plots to explain reality when I'm around you? But my favorite story in the Bible is the story of Gideon, and it's the story of an army of 300 people who throw the Midianites out of Israel. Because the Midianites are ultimately they're much more powerful, have much more resources, but they're so demonic and distrustful and hideous that they end up killing each other. And so I think the challenge for all of us is, you know, clearly the Midianites have a plan A. We need to put into effect plan B, because here's a little secret, David. If you look at the wealth that can be created by the technology that's about to roll out, you know, whether it's energy technology or other kind of technologies, including from space, mm-hmm. you know, we don't have an economic problem. We have a governance problem. And the 1% would rather stay in control and hoard that wealth for themselves. And it's incumbent on us to understand that we don't have an economic problem. There are economic solutions on the other side of this, but not if you run things in a lawless way. So the question is really, you know, it comes down to the rule of law. Are we willing to do all the inconvenient things we have to do while the Midianites kill each other to come out the other side? So this is going to take a spiritual revolution.
Yeah, I agree.
But I agree.
It is so powerful. It is so stacked on the other side we're going to have to turn to God. And we're going to have to turn back and reform this and come at this from a position of legality and from a spiritual position, or we're not going to have anything at all. You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much, Catherine Austin Fitz. And again, you can find her at Solari.com. That's S-O-L-A-R-I, Solari.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When the globalists and the mainstream media and the big box stores zig, we zag. They've all been raising prices on high-quality nutraceuticals and supplements because people are doing their own research and grabbing them off the shelves. Well, guess what? We've cut the prices on our best-selling products massively. And despite the fact that our iodine's selling out, X2 just did, X3 is going to 60% off. That's right, folks, even though it's about to sell out. Our amazing Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the nano silver, the tea tree oil, and the iodine, it's still 50% off, about to sell out. And then Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, the big multivitamin mineral with pregnenolone and all that zinc, it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And a bunch of other best-selling items are as well. So get your X3 before it sells out. 60% off. Get your Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. Get Living Defense, 40% off. DNA Force, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't want to sit here and say, see, I told you so. So people say, oh, Alex Jones is so smart. Oh, he's so great. I care less about that. I want you to understand that back in mid-January, during the whole fake impeachment fiasco and the rest of it, I was pointing out that the big issue would be the next move, the next attack the globalists were going to launch. They knew they didn't have the votes back then. And I said it would be an attack on the economy because criminals love to brag, and they were telegraphing the entire thing. And now here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Our economy shut down for over a month, certain depression, if it continues for more than a month and a half or so, maybe even shorter. And Americans have failed the test. They have gotten into the fear. They've enjoyed not going into work. It's been a new drama. And the globalists are saying, hell, let's destroy their way of life forever. Let's kill their confidence and give them a depression. People better wake up now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
This Friday, we're going to open up the phone lines. Take your calls. I want to know what you see on the ground, what you think is coming. Who's to blame for what's being done to our country? Maybe we should look in the mirror. They're looking at us through their black mirror. That number is 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244 if you want to join the program. Before we get to our phone calls, I've got one more story that I want to do, and before I get to that, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we have a product out there, Prostagard, that, you know, as we're told, the health risks for the coronavirus that has the entire world locked down, if you believe what they say, you're at greater risk if you're older and if you are male, and that is exactly the target audience for Prostagard that we have. It is now 10% off, and it not only has saw palmetto, but it also has unobtainium in it. I mean, zinc, because you can't find that anywhere. You know, as part of the regime from Dr. Zelenko, he said, yeah, I've looked at what these other people have been using in other countries. They use hydroxychloroquine, and that seemed to be very effective in terms of helping with the coronavirus. And then, of course, Z-Pak, azithromycin that helped secondary infection, and then zinc, because zinc is well known as being antiviral, whatever kind of virus that is out there. Zinc is very well known as being antiviral, so that was part of his regime, and it is just, woof, it's gone off all the shelves. You can't find it anywhere, but you can find it in Prostagard, and you can get 100% of your daily value of zinc, plus ingredients like saw palmetto. And Prostagard at 10% off. We also have our Survival Shield X3 Nascent Iodine. The 2-ounce bottle is now 60% off. We have 50% off DNA Force Plus and many other products discounted to help you, to help your health, and to fund the information war here. because if you haven't realized just how vital it is to have an independent media, then you don't understand the source of the pandemic panic. It is the media that has pressed the herd into this panic situation where they're begging to have the Constitution suspended, begging for martial law. And of course, all the President Fauci has to do is just issue guidelines and recommendations. And then those are faithfully executed by all the tyrants at all the different local, they've got them set up so that all these mayors and governors are competing with each other to see who can go furthest, the quickest. It's absolutely amazing to watch this whole thing unfold. Somebody will have a lot of books and research papers to write about the whole psychology of when they destroyed the world and put us under world government, if there is such a thing as books in the future. But, you know, as we were talking to Catherine Austin Fitz, she talked about how as everything becomes more centralized, it creates a dependency on everybody, and that absolutely is true. We can see that already. We've seen it in history, and it has been pushed upon us almost immediately now. I mean, look at this. In just a month, we are now begging for toilet paper and masks. These basic things. They turned us into a third world country by telling us that we can't have our businesses open, that we can't work. And so we're now begging for the basics as if it was Venezuela or something like that. And now we have President Trump coming out this week. And I've had this on my desk for a couple of days. President Trump tweeted out and he says, "Great news! American families will now be able to buy safer, more affordable, and environmentally friendly cars with our new safe vehicles rule." Oh, isn't that great? What planet is this guy living on? Seriously. Seriously, President Trump, you have mandated a Great Depression here? MAGA has turned into Make America Great Depression Again? And you're out there saying, now we can buy safer and more affordable cars with the new, because I put out a new rule, you can buy cars. Well, because of your rules that you put out, we don't have jobs or businesses anymore. Are you going to buy that with your $1,200 cheese check? Here's your government cheese. Hope you're happy with that. Oh, it'd be a little bit late too, by the way. Well, what he is saying, and under normal circumstances, if he hadn't shut down the economy, it would have been good news. In a way. I mean, you have Obama had decided that he was going to essentially, by de facto, he was going to ban all internal combustion engines by putting on massive corporate average fuel economy dictates. And so he was going to require that within a couple of years, by 2025, they would not be able to sell cars unless they got 50 miles per gallon or more. And it's going to make them so expensive that you weren't going to be able to afford them, right? Well, President Obama is not going to increase the mandated fuel efficiency standards by 5% a year. No, no, no. He's going to go just to 1.5% a year. Isn't that nice? And I have to ask, you know, this is the same argument we have with Republicans all the time, right? When they talk about minimum wage, right? The Democrats want to raise minimum wage, and Republicans will point out, well, if you raise minimum wage, nobody's any better off, because now one of two things are going to happen. Either the businesses are going to increase the prices of products, it's just going to be inflationary, or they will have to lay off people, and so you have fewer people employed, or a little bit of both. And so you're not really any better off. And if you're better off with $15 an hour, why stop there? Go to $50 an hour. Go to $500 an hour. We'll all be wealthy. We'll all be billionaires, right? And that's the problem with this. And yet we see that same principle involved here. Instead of minimum wage, we have minimum fuel economy. Trump wants a little bit less than Obama. Trump is Obama light. The same principle is there. The government can dictate to you what you can drive and what your fuel economy has to be, even though they don't have the power under the Constitution to do that at all. We've accepted the fact that the EPA should do that. And it just reminds me of that other failed Republican president, Nixon. You know, Nixon put in wage and price controls. Nixon actually created the EPA, which is dictating these corporate fuel economy things. That was created by Nixon. He also created the Department of Energy. He also put a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit on us because, you know, that was to save fuel. He did his secret bombing campaign in Cambodia. He expanded the Vietnam War. Then he lost it. He basically restarted China with his moves. And then he took us off the gold standard, right? Set up the petrodollar, making us the slaves, essentially, of the Saudis. And, you know, when he took us off of the dollar, and, you know, the massive corruption that we had, Spiro Agnew caught in the office, his vice president caught in the office with a suitcase full of cash. You know, we look at the corruption, the blatant ignoring of the Constitution, giving himself dictatorial powers. I mean, absolutely reprehensible, everything about the Nixon administration. And then, of course, by doing all these things, you know, wage and price controls, they kicked off inflation. They couldn't control it. And by the time Carter got in, we had stagflation. Carter couldn't do anything about that either. But now everything is happening much more rapidly. And now, instead of a president who is out there enacting the war on drugs for the UN and, you know, telling everybody you can only drive 55 miles an hour, we're going to have wage and price controls and on and on and on, you have a president who just defers to the bureaucracy, the deep state that he was going to flush, the swamp that he was going to flush. And so now he's swimming in the swamp with these people. And he's letting them make suggestions and guidelines and dictates about what we can do and what we can't do. They are withholding and have been working very hard to withholding anything that could help to treat these illnesses, whether it's ventilators or whether it's hydroxychloroquine. They want to keep you under their thumb at their knees, at their feet. And so, you know, when I look at this and I look at what is happening with this, so maybe somebody should explain to him that he's created a greater depression, because we have basically no car sales at all, President Trump. You have completely shut down the automobile industry, and now because you have relaxed the environmental mandates, it's still there. There's still environmental mandates coming from the EPA, but you've relaxed them a little bit from Obama, and we should be grateful for that crumb after you have shut down auto sales to zero. And now we've got GM making face masks instead of cars. That's a real high-tech thing there, isn't it? And even with that, we've got federal regulators in the way of face mask supplies. I mean, we can't even get emergency products like face masks because we've got bureaucrats in the way of that. It's going to take up to 90 days to approve new face mask making facilities, they said back in March 24th. Are they going to get out of the way and let them make those kind of face masks there? You know, Ford wants to sponsor a cash for clunkers type of bailout here. This is the next wave coming. This is where the big corporations get all kinds of favors as the small and medium-sized businesses are eviscerated, just like we saw happen with the banks 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's incontrovertible. Humanity is dying. Every metric, every gauge we have shows that we're living shorter lives, we are diseased, our IQs are plunging, and we're ugly. We're falling apart. Big Pharma and the entire globalist operation is a kill grid. And the studies are clear. The average person is in a dreamlike state, a near dreamlike daydream world, program of the flicker rates of the televisions and all the screens. We are in a trance. And now they're turning up the power of the ambient electromagnetic radiation, which, again, all the studies conclusively show cause massive cancer and destroy your immune system and push viruses across the cell membrane. We are being murdered. And I've got to tell you, it's very sophisticated and looks non-human.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. With the power of the First Amendment. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to go to your calls now. And for the next half hour, and at the bottom of the hour, we have Richard Proctor joining us to talk about the Constitution. Let's understand it still matters. It's still a pattern that we can learn from once we rebuild the government that these people have torn down. Let's go first to Chris in Arizona. Thank you for holding, Chris. Go ahead.
Hey, I actually am a longtime listener. I just wanted to talk about a few things that I heard on the War Room. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to call in because I was at work. I've studied psychological warfare. And stuff like controlled remote viewing. And it doesn't seem like we're going to have a country if we let people experience this fear that's by design.
Yes.
It seems like the only way to get out of this is to cut through the fear. And for the first time, I stopped being a coward. And I told my coworkers, grab zinc. It's flying off the shelves. Like Dr. Group's already out. There's mm-hmm. a lot of people buying up products. And thinking that because my own instructors are freaked out by the amount of people who are panicking, it's probably time we start doing hashtags, trying to bring awareness to other people. Because if 3% of the population continues to hold up this country while the 97% stay sheep, you're not going to have a country left.
I agree. Yeah, and of course, Chris, that's one of the reasons why they went after social media in the first place, because that was our way, our easiest way to connect with each other, right? And they left it in place. They left a free and open social media in place just long enough for everybody to forget all the other ways that they can connect to people. We're going to have to go back, I think, to the Revolutionary War model. They didn't have social media. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have telephones. What they had was correspondence. And they set up committees of correspondence. And so they basically set up chain letters. I mean, you can do that same type of thing. You know, there are secure email platforms. I use ProtonMail. People want to send me any ProtonMail. You can see that on my Twitter account. But, you know, there are other ways that we can get to each other without going to social media. Certainly go to social media, but understand that social media is being very carefully managed. That's one of the reasons why they took us off first. But remember, after they took InfoWars off, 2 months later, they took off another 800 sites because they were laying the foundation to make sure that they could put out a unified narrative that told their story and they didn't get any kind of a pushback in it. So yeah, we got to speak out loudly. And I think the other thing, Chris, is again, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said we've got to not be fearful. As I've said before, we have had people who, when it was, when they were fighting World War II, they go cower, in their homes and their closets because the Japanese had attacked Pearl Harbor. No. My father joined the Navy. I mean, you gotta get in the face of these people. You can't sit there because it doesn't matter whether there's risk or not. There are bigger things that are more important than this. Your freedom, your ability to be able to grow and to distribute food, for example. These are the things that are being shut down. You're talking about health supplements as well. Everything is being shut down right now.
Yeah, and it's very unfortunate. And one of the things that I had been taught when it comes to fear is one of those negative emotional states that leads to tribalism. And once mm-hmm. you get to tribalism and people start shutting down, not communicating, like, I'm going to go talk to my neighbor today. Most okay. people aren't going to because
I'm afraid of them. I'm afraid of them now. I got to keep their distance. Oh, they're in my space. And see, look at yes. what is being put out by Peggy Noonan at the Wall Street Journal and others. They're putting out fear and panic as if they were positive values, character traits that we need to emulate and adopt. Fear and panic. If you're not panicking, you don't really understand what's going on here. They are pushing the panic button. Contrast that to what Churchill and FDR said. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. We will fight them on the beaches if necessary. We will fight them everywhere. No, no, no. They don't want you to think like that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking calls this half hour, and then the bottom of the hour we're going to be talking to Richard Proctor. If you want to join the program and comment on what you think is happening, what should happen, what you're seeing on the ground, that number is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We've got some people holding on the line right now. I want to go to William in Oregon first. Thank you for holding, William. Go ahead.
Thank you, William. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for holding.
I just want to point out, it's not the Kung Flu anymore. It's the Kung Pao Chicken.
That's right. Yeah, we've all turned into Kung Pao chickens, haven't we?
Oh, yes, sir. But anyways, I wanted to go back on how you said that they were going to force the 5G on us. First off, you seeing how everybody's getting unemployed and they're at home and they're all on the internet.
Yeah.
And they're kind of going and all that's that. Right. And that's their plan. It's going to go slow for a bit, and then they're going to actually make us beg for the 5G faster internet because we all are at home and on the internet, and it's, you know, hogging up the bandwidth for everybody. So then they're going to slowly bring out the 5G for everybody. And then
and you think that the bandwidth is so that you'll be able to work, so that you'll be able to stream Netflix quickly or just download a movie in a second or whatever. They have to have that bandwidth. That is the enabling technology, the base of the infrastructure that they want to build for smart cities. They have to have that kind of bandwidth if they're going to be able to track your every movement, watch everything that you do, control your movements, even if you get into a car. That's why they want to have the self-driving cars are all going to be talking to each other with 5G, because they're not going to be able to navigate in a mixed environment of humans. It's going to be all centrally, everything will be centrally controlled, and that is the pipeline by which they'll be able to watch and control everything that you do, the 5G. And so this is just another brilliant way that they are pushing people towards demanding something that a lot of people would look at and say, well, I don't know, and I've heard that there's some health issues with it. Yeah, there are. I've heard there's some privacy issues with it. Yeah, there are. But now I've got to have it, right? Because I've got to have it to work. I've got to have it to do school. And you heard Bill Gates saying, well, that's going to be a long time before we ever open up schools again, because Bill Gates wants you to be schooled online, and they want to be able to control and watch everything that you're doing online, don't they?
Yes, sir. That's correct, actually. And then you also see these some of these hospitals, you know, with the coronavirus going on, but you see a lot of them that there's nobody there. But then you see some spots that are actually taking a big effect toll on, especially New York City. Look at New York City and how all these devices are out, these smart devices, these screens and all that.
I believe New York City is full of 5G, and that's why you're seeing the big problem that you're seeing in New York right now.
Yeah, there's some people have been making the case correlating the rollout of this, you know, in Wuhan and New York and in other places where it has come in, you know, key places in Italy, where they have been pioneers and early adopters of this technology. And clearly we know that there hasn't been much public information about the biological effects of 5G, but Alan Fry, who was working for the Naval Research Center, did a lot of research, published a lot of research, warned people about this. And they have actually what's called the Fry effect. You can actually hear electromagnetic radiation at certain frequencies. One of his technicians came back, and so he said, well, that's kind of interesting. That got him looking at biological effects of microwave radiation. And one of the things that he found was a very simple experiment. He just injected dye into the bloodstream, first rats and then humans. And he was able to see that after he exposed them to microwave radiation, that the blood-brain barrier would be penetrated. So if you've got toxins or bacteria or viruses in your blood, they can get into your brain if you are exposed to microwave radiation. That was something else that Professor Fry exposed. So, yeah, this is very well known. But, of course, if we go back to 1996, the Telecommunications Act, they said, you're not going to object to any cell phone antennas, clusters, because of health effects. We will only let you object to it if you don't like the way that they look, but not on the basis of health. Now, that was a federal act. But again, they have absolutely no constitutional authority, and there have been some jurisdictions where they have come in and put restrictions on that because the federal government doesn't have the authority. They can gaslight you with that kind of stuff, just like they are making guidelines and recommendations for shutdown, and everybody's going along with them and doing what they want to do, just like they did with marijuana prohibition. But if you push back on this, the emperor really doesn't have any clothes, and they don't want to have that fight. They don't want to go in and make an executive order, because then it'll be exposed that they don't have the authority. Did you want to say anything else about 5G before we go on? Because we've got some other people online. I'll give you one more chance.
No, sir, I do not. All I got to say is we do need to fight back. We do not need to fear. That's our only problem.
I agree. Thank you, William.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Jermaine in Connecticut. Still on the line, I think. Let's go ahead to yes, Jermaine is still on the line. Let's go ahead. Thank you for holding, Jermaine.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, David. I really appreciate your show.
Well, thank you.
I love InfoWars. I love Alex Jones, you, Owen Scheuer. I use the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I got the X2. I got the X3. I got DNA Force Plus, and they work great. I just wanted to make a comment.
Good.
I believe that I love Donald Trump. I really do, but I'm starting to open my eyes when, Mike Adams, I believe his name was, said that, we're about to become a communist country under the regime of Donald Trump. And I think he might be, he could be a Trojan horse because he's a Gemini. They have two sides to them, and one side, the people hate him. The other side, the people love him. And I think he might be, he could be a president that ushers in the communist new world order in America just slowly.
I'm not into astrology, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm into politics. I'm into human nature. And I know that you don't ever give anybody a pass when they are approaching liberty. The founders of this country, Patrick Henry, one of them, said, guard very carefully the precious jewel of liberty, and regard with suspicion anybody who even approaches it. President Trump hasn't approached liberty. He's stolen the crown jewels, and he shouldn't be given a pass on this. Look, when President Trump does the right thing, I'm more than happy to applaud him. I want to see us move in a positive direction. I'm not interested in just tearing down President Trump. I'm not one of these people out there, orange man bad. I've never done that. I've never attacked him on any of these ancillary issues. But when he does the wrong thing, and he's doing the wrong thing right now, and he's listening to the wrong people, and when he does the wrong thing, we cannot give him a pass because he's a Republican, or because you voted for him, or because you like him. Yeah, you can't give him a pass for this. You have to hold his feet to the fire. And I've said this from the very beginning. I said, look, you got to understand, President Trump, when he is going down the river okay? He's got, in the canoe, he's got people that are paddling very hard on one side to try to turn that thing in a different direction or to turn it around altogether. And if we, on our side, do not paddle back, then even if he's trying to steer it in the right direction, the people that are paddling, doing all the paddling on one side of the canoe are going to take it wherever they want it to go. I mean, if you've ever been in a canoe, you know that's the way that it works. And so we have to put pressure on him to move in the right direction. Right now, all the pressure that's being applied is on the governors who have held out and haven't shut down their states. They're the ones who are getting the pressure. They're getting the pressure from the media. They're getting the pressure from other governors. And they're getting pressure from President Trump's White House. That's wrong. We need to put pressure on those governors to do the right thing. We need to put pressure on President Trump to obey the Constitution and to value our individual liberties. That's the real issue.
Yes. I have just one more question.
Sure.
You know, since the beginning of the year, I was pretty much had to work a lot, so I missed a lot of the night shows. I just wanted to know what happened to Firepower and Will Johnson.
I think he's still got his program, but he's not here at the InfoWars network. But I think he's still broadcasting. So you might find him if you're looking. If you look up Will Johnson, you'll probably find him. And he did have, what was it, United? The website. United America First. Yeah, look him up that way. You'll probably be able to find him that way. All right, thank you, Jermaine. We'll be right back with more of your calls. If you want to join, that's 888-201-2244.
Listen, Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones' broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcasts, films, emergency reports. It's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video, and it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now. If all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
As bad as things are, with now more than half the world population under martial law being directed by the UN, there is a massive awakening happening to the tyranny of Big Pharma and the medical mafia and the forced inoculations and the UN admitting that vaccines are killing people and they've covered it up. And everywhere I go, I am just mobbed by folks on the street now, even in leftist Austin, who used to attack me just a few years ago saying, you were right about 5G. 5G's killing us. I looked it up. It's causing cancer. It destroys immunity. It says that it makes it easier for viruses to attack. People are really starting to wake up, and they know they're under attack at a spiritual and subconscious cellular level. So now, my friends, educate everyone you know. They're ready to listen. They're ready to learn. They're ready to take action. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. You'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
4 years ago, then billionaire businessman Donald Trump pledged himself to InfoWars and our audience that he would not let us down, that he would take the globalist on, and that we would be very pleased with what he did. We are pleased with President Trump. He has proven that he's the real deal and has taken the globalist on at a level never before seen. But now they're striking back at President Trump and the people using the invisible weapon of fear, the coronavirus. Yes, we should meet the virus head on. Yes, we should save as many people as possible, but not at the expense of our hard-fought liberties and freedoms. Do yourself a favor and fund the InfoWar at the same time. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and read about the ingredients of the highest quality like black walnut and others that are in this baby, and then read some of those reviews for yourself. And then don't just believe InfoWars. Go out online at major nutrition sites and others and look at the studies for yourself. Go out and engage in your First Amendment right to research, then your First Amendment right to tell others about incredible compounds God has given us through Mother Nature. Living Defense is at InfoWarsStore.com, sold out for 4 months, now back in stock for a limited time at 40% off. People are doing their own research and they're getting Living Defense at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got our great Super Blue toothpaste, the bestseller for 5 years with the Nano Silver, the Tea Tree, and the Iodine. It's selling out, still 50% off. And the Iodine's selling out, the X3, it's 60% off because I want you to experience how amazing it is.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're taking phone calls. This one more segment here, and then we're going to be talking to Dr. Richard Proctor at the bottom of the hour. We have hanging on the line here, we have Bill in Indiana is still on the line. Let's go to Bill. Thank you for holding, Bill. Go ahead.
Good to talk to you, Dave. Long time listener, first time caller. I just wanted to make a remark about when this first happened. It looks like if this virus would have been that bad, they would have contacted or put together a panel of virologists rather than relying on Anthony Fauci. This whole thing stinks to high heaven, and I'm just really, skeptical about everything, as anybody that listens to your shows should be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you talk about if this is as bad as it is. Remember, this is a guy who has cried wolf every time there's been a pandemic declared by his corrupt Marxist buddy. And that guy who is the corrupt Ethiopian politician who is the head of the World Health Organization is not a doctor. But anyway, every time they've put that out there, he's pushed the panic button and he's called for more funding because, of course, he is a lifetime bureaucrat. But you know, we look at this, Bill. We've got the New Jersey governor ordering state police to commandeer needed medical supplies. They're going to go door to door, and if you have prepared for yourself, they're going to come take it from you. And why are they doing this? Well, it's because they have now, they say that people who have died and things that are related to COVID-19 has now jumped up to 537. Well, now that's a tragedy. I hate to see 537 people die, but of course the question is, did they die from COVID-19 or did they die with it? In other words, were there other causes and it was present and maybe even exacerbating these other causes? But just look at that number, Bill. That's 537 people. I just looked up during the break what the population of New Jersey is. It's 8.8 million people. That means that is 0.006%. of the population. And so we are now going to go to not only order people into your homes, but now we're going to come into your home and we're going to steal from you because we say it's necessary for us to protect ourselves. That's basically where this all ends up because it's continuity of government that they're interested in, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. Our own state legislator in this part of the state has called our governor, Eric Holcomb, a yes man. He said himself to me personally that I would never vote for him. So I will sign off by reminding folks what Benjamin Franklin said. If we don't hang together, we will most assuredly hang separately.
Yeah, that's right. And they're going to hang us with social distancing. They're going to make sure that when they hang us, we are 6 feet apart. And then they'll put us 6 feet under. That's going to be the plan. Thank you, Bill. You're exactly right. Let's go to Mary in Minnesota. I think she's still on the line, isn't she? No, she's not. Okay, let's go to Paul in Baltimore is the next one. Go ahead, Paul. Thank you.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller myself.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, my friend, he's a diehard InfoWars fanatic. His name's Jimmy Weaver. Giving a shout-out to him on the line. And God bless Alex Jones and everything we're doing. Yesterday, my buddy was heading to work. He lives in Southwest Baltimore. As he was heading down Patapsco Avenue, he seen from Patapsco Avenue at the light rail station all the way to Glen Burnie, someone took a 3-ton truck, David, and smashed the 5G towers to the ground. This is Baltimore. listen, David. We survived O'Malley. You're not going to kill us with anything else. Do you understand?
That's kind of heartening to hear. I'm not encouraging people to do that, but you know, hey, I'm sick and tired of seeing people do nothing in this country. You know, the yellow vests at least take to the streets and protest in France, and that's very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, that's in Baltimore.
I mean, yeah, Alex really says it. I mean, but we're in Baltimore, and like people don't realize what's going on. The 5G, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Understand this. The 5, what would that be? The 5-point star. The G would be the goat. They're going to open up a pentagram over top of us and fry us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. We live in Maryland. And in Baltimore, it's actually said on the corner of Center and Charles Street down in Baltimore, we have a 7-Eleven, which has a plaque on the wall, commemorating to the year of 1890, which says it was the naming and founding of what we know today as the Ouija board.
Oh,
Maryland
wow.
is like the witch's guild. We live on a witch's guild. And a lot of people don't know this, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a tenny.
Well, you know, I reported yesterday, Paul, about how there's a black pastor, 74 years old. He got raided by the police. He had only 10 people in the church meeting, and of course, that's supposed to be allowed, right? And they send up 8 police officers to break up that church meeting of only 10 people, probably all of them elderly, and they had to have 5 security guards. They put the security guards outside so that they wouldn't violate the number of people in there. But I thought, you know, that is the desperate spiritual situation of that town. Isn't that amazing? I mean,
well,
you live
God
there.
It didn't turn into the New Zealand mosque shooting. Let's just thank God it didn't turn into that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, but at the end of the day, I mean, we have to really ask ourselves, like, are we just going to sit down? Why are we all just frying like Jiffy Pop popcorn? Or are we going to stand up? Now, here in Baltimore, I mean, they stood up for a guy who got beat to death by the police who was a drug dealer. Are they going to stand up while they're trying to suffocate and kill all of us? I mean,
that's right.
We just had a Freddie Gray riot, you know? But
well, they're just hoping that you don't know what that's all about. They're just hoping that you don't understand how that's going to be used to destroy not only your privacy by surveilling you and control everything that you do, but it also destroy your health. They hope that you just go along with it because you can't see it happening. And when you get sick, they'll tell you something else, right? That doesn't have anything to do with my 5G
town. See, they can't tell me it's just something else, David, because this is how it goes at the end of the day.
That's right.
My blood,
that's right. Well, you know what's going on. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate that. Thank you. Let's go to Chuck in California next. Thank you for holding, Chuck. Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Knight. Everybody's doing a great job down there. Continue doing what you're doing. What I called in for was to say how ridiculous it is that people are so stupid. I mean, the people I talk to them about 5G and the correlation to what's going on today. They don't want to believe it. And the job I do is essential. So I get to drive around town all day. And I'm pretty much the only guy in the street man about a 4 of the route. And like right now, I put 2 and 2 together. It's like a pimp game. I'm looking at some male instruments for entertainment, I would say, right now, where I am parked right now. And it's basically the same thing. We're being pimped. Fauci needs a big, giant pimp cup and a crown. It's ridiculous. He's running the game.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing to see this guy. And you notice how he is just soaking up all of the attention. You know, people saw this with Peter Strzok. They saw this with Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Don't they see it with Fauci? It's absolutely amazing.
It's mind control at a pimp level. I'm seriously, he's a pimp stuff. He's pimping all of us, and we got to stop. Just like the caller said before, it's time to stop playing.
That's right. How are things in California where you are? What are you seeing in terms of they're telling you can't go anywhere, right?
Well, they tell them they can't go anywhere. That's what I want to do.
But that's right.
It's slow. Traffic is unbelievable. If I start an hour late, I'll still get done like 45 minutes early. That's how it is right now. People are scared and shuttered in their homes. Some of my friends don't even talk to me when I cruise by to check on them. It's ridiculous. I say, you're scared to come outside. Good Lord, what happened to you?
That's right, because you are the danger to them, right? They've got you. They've got them afraid of you because you go outside. So you are a spreader, right?
Let me tell you a quick story. One of my supervisors, as I was walking out the door, said, and that's the guy we're depending on. He needs to stay away from him. Don't forget about this. Forget about the 5G. That's the one. I was like, are you serious? I heard him. I called him. I said, are you serious? Are you that freaking scared? I said, you're
that's right. They are. Cousin. They are.
You're losers.
Oh, thank you, Chuck. All right, we're going to be right back. Sorry to the other callers. We've got to go to Richard Proctor when we come back. He's going to be online. Sorry, callers, we didn't get to you.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with VasoBeet from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, VasoBeet is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. VasoBeet is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with VasoBeat from InfoWars Life.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
My mind for more than 8 weeks has been fixed, constantly scanning, constantly computing to understand the strategic attack we're witnessing. We know by the scripting and the choreography and the fact that the virus has been scanned that it's man-made, an attack on our economy. The globalist media is firmly behind this, devastating the United States and driving Trump from power. But now we know from scores of studies from China, the UK, the United States, Europe, Brazil, Japan, that the virus reinfects and attacks different parts of the body. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an engineered bioweapon, just as the Indian scientist 8 weeks ago conclusively proved at their major university. They have a name for it at the Pentagon. It's called a soft kill weapon. It doesn't kill you usually the first time, but the next time, or the third time, or the fourth, it does. And it weighs down your economy in the process.
BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. Very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now 50% off.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Richard Proctor. And before I go to Richard, I just want to say that we had one of the callers who called in we did not get to. He had a great idea. What he was saying was, hey, look, you've got to get around these control structures that they've set up by funneling everybody through the internet. Funneling everybody through social media. Go back and discover some of the old ways of communicating, you know, CB radios, shortwave radios. We need to start setting up our committees of correspondence and find ways that we can share information without going through their Snoopy eyes, watching and listening to everything that we are doing. You know, if you've got other ideas about that, you know, take a look at that as well. But he had a great idea. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to have him air his ideas, but just passing that on for you real quickly. Let's go to Dr. Richard Proctor. And again, his website is bathroomeconomics.com. He has books on economics as well as the Constitution, in-depth books on the Constitution, Saving the Constitution, and he also has one that is targeted for kids. Right now, if you want to teach your kid, you're being forced to homeschool. Now you've got the curriculum. You can get a Constitution if we can keep it, and you can find those books as well as economic books at bathroomeconomics.com. But, you know, we're getting a lesson in economics now, aren't we, Dr. Proctor? Absolutely. We're getting it the hard way.
Yes, we are getting it. We've got to get back to work. The guys have got to get back to work.
Yeah.
They don't have you know, they can open the stores for essential goods anytime they want, but if they don't have any money, they can't buy them. And they've been in debt so badly that people haven't got any debt recourse. I mean,
well, the government is so bad in terms of, you know, it's not just even being able to produce stuff, but they have shut down the means of distribution. And that's causing a backup on the farmers. I pointed out yesterday, the USDA said, hey, we got a glut of milk. Why? I mean, people aren't drinking any less milk. They're just not able to get to it, right? So it's backing up. So the USDA was demanding that these dairy people, they said, we're third generation. We've never seen anything like this. They came up and demanded that we just dump 5,500 gallons, 5,500 gallons into the drain. And you've got farmers doing fresh produce and fruit who are having to plow their products into the ground because they can't get them in there. And then, Richard, you've got restaurants who say, okay, we've got food, and they're not letting us open up, and people aren't coming in to have takeout food because they graciously allow some people to do that. And then in L.A., they say, no, we're not going to let you as a restaurant. We're not going to let you sell groceries. You can't just do that.
Yes, it's an absolute horror. And Dave, I am positive, absolutely positive, it's a complete hoax.
Yes. Yes, I am too. When you look at the statistics, like I was just saying, in New Jersey, oh, look at that. We got 500 people who died. Did they die of COVID or did they die with it? Okay. Was that a contributing factor even? Yet that's out of a population of 8.8 million people. And now this New Jersey governor is saying, we're going to go door to door. We're going to confiscate medical products. If we run short, we're going to take your stuff that you've provided for yourself.
And medical products is the first step. Next, they'll come door to door to take food away from you.
That's right.
They want us a socialist country, one world government, and if we don't do something, if we just sit back and watch this, we will wind up in it.
And that's what I can't figure out. You know, you and I are a different generation, and I just don't understand why people are just bowing down to this for the most part. And everybody is scared to death because they're watching mainstream media. Yeah, you know, I was just talking to a caller in California. Of course, the streets are empty there. Streets are pretty much empty here. How are they in Utah?
Oh, here in Kaysville and my area, they're not pretty much empty. People are still getting around, but it's not busy like it used to be. It's just lessened. Mm-hmm. But I go to the post office. I went to the post office. I sell a lot of books now. People are buying the Saving the Constitution. And I go to the post office, and people are 5 and 6 and 8 and 10 and 20 feet apart. And I look at the room, and I laughed. The other day, I looked at it, and I laughed, and I said, you guys are all just afraid of each other, aren't you? And you know, this is what's happening. We are afraid of each other.
That's right.
I'm not. I go out in places. I wander into stores. I look and see what's going on. People would be upset with me if they knew.
I went into the post office as well, and they had big sheets of plastic there, and they tell you to keep back and all this other kind of stuff. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. Go to the grocery store, and in violation of the fire codes, they've shut down doors, and they're funneling traffic around and so forth, and then they tell us that the churches are not essential.
That's happening right here in Kaysville and Layton, right here in Utah, too. And I'm talking about really rural places rather than in comparison with New York City and all these other places.
Uh-huh.
These are small, you know, 40,000-50,000 people, not 10, not 2 million. And they're responding the same way. Things are happening. I believe that we've got a right to die from this disease in the fight for our freedoms. We must get these businesses open. We've got to get out. We've got to transport the fish. We've got to do everything in spite of what the government's saying.
I agree. I agree. It's absolutely essential. And you know, the other part of this, Richard, is look at how long they fought against anybody who would mention hydroxychloroquine. And now everybody's saying, well, that's the most effective thing. Can we get it? I don't know. I mean, we've had a couple of different pharmaceutical companies. You know, Bayer donated $1 million. That's not too many from them. But then Novartis has a subsidiary that donated 30 million doses. We've had others that have donated hundreds of thousands or millions of doses. Where are those going? Are they being distributed? Are they being used? Because every time we see doctors talking about this, they say it's 100% effective.
Well, you know, here's an interesting sideline. Now, this is coming from Griffin, you know, our guy, Creature of Jekyll Island. Good dude. Mm-hmm. He has an article here just last week on his. And it's people who are going into the hospital, and they're empty.
Yes, yes. I've seen several people putting that up and taking pictures. We're told everything is in crisis. It's a war zone. It's flowing. And I said when these pictures were coming out of China, I said, look, I've been in China, and I would be surprised if there weren't people lined up all the way down the halls, because everywhere you go, even the Walmarts, it's like that. But in New York, Richard, I talked about how 3 years ago, there were articles from the New York Post, from the New York Times, all the New York papers were talking about how it's a war zone in the hospitals. There's not enough beds. They've got beds in the hallways. They've got not insufficient protective clothing for the nurses, and they're going to go on strike and so forth. And yet we see all these headline articles about how they're bringing in beds and mortuaries and all this other kind of stuff. That doesn't prove anything. That means that they're bringing these things in, but I still don't see the beds filled.
You know, CBS went to, got footage of or went to Italy and took pictures of it, then put it on the news saying that it was New York.
Yeah.
We've got the Pavilion Hospital in Manhattan. One man in the emergency room. A truck, nothing going on. Bellevue Hospital looks empty from the street. Kings County Hospital, 10 people standing around, but no, not busy. Brooklyn Hospital, not crowded despite the media claims to the contrary. No lines, no chaos. Emergency ward in Jamaica Hospital, that has activity because it does the low-income community. But all the other hospitals are not. That same thing going on in Kansas. I mean, Seattle, Kansas.
As you were talking, we put up the footage that was recycled out of Italy that was put up by CBS News.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, you look at this, and it's not even. You know, that is another picture, part of the puzzle. But the other part of the puzzle, of course, is, and you've done economics, so you certainly understand math, and you know that if they put out there that they've had 500 people that died, and they haven't told us, you know, if they had other conditions. We got some of those statistics out of Italy. They really didn't want you talking about the fact that the average age of the people who died was at first 80.3. Then the next week they came out and said, well, it's dropped down to 79.5 years, and that they had the vast majority of them, about 40%, had three serious conditions in addition to their old age. That they were dying from. So I don't know they're dying of coronavirus or they're dying with it, and maybe it's complicating some of those things. But nevertheless, there are treatments, and they did everything they could to censor people even talking about it. It's almost like, you know, don't treat, don't tell, because we got to keep this crisis going.
Yes, that's right. We got to keep it going. I read an article. Again, this is from Griffin. I read an article in his that they 18% of the deaths in Italy were all reviewed. Now, we're just talking about 18%. 99% of those people died of other causes.
That's right. That's right.
That's
all right. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with Richard Proctor. Again, you can find his books at bathroomeconomics.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
We knew early on that COVID-19 was an engineered bioweapon. But again, people say, oh, then it must be the most deadly thing ever. No. It does currently kill people. But if you're going to release a bioweapon for fear and to bankrupt an economy and cause panic and to run folks off the edge of a cliff in a giant artificial stampede, you want to know the real trajectory. Kill a bunch of old people. Kill people that are deficient. Kill people that are already sick. Get rid of folks the globalists don't even want anyways, but scare everybody else you want to control into submission. And that's what's going on. So people get confused by the paradox of you say it's a real virus, you say it's serious, but you say don't panic and don't shut the economy down. Exactly. Because if you do that, they're going to keep releasing bioweapons over and over again because it works so well on the public. Most people are starting to wake up, but we have to understand that pressure is being put on Trump to basically keep the economy shut for another 6 months to a year. We'll be in a depression long before then. We've got to go back to work.
It's incontrovertible. Humanity is dying. Every metric, every gauge we have shows that we're living shorter lives. We are diseased. Our IQs are plunging and we're ugly. We're falling apart. Big Pharma and the entire globalist operation is a kill grid. And the studies are clear. The average person is in a dreamlike state, a near dreamlike daydream world program of the flicker rates of the televisions and all the screens. We are in a trance. And now they're turning up the power of the ambient electromagnetic radiation, which, again, all the studies conclusively show cause massive cancer and destroy your immune system and push viruses across the cell membrane. We are being murdered. And I've got to tell you, it's very sophisticated and looks non-human. We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice and seek his face and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society, it's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections may be canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis, not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please be Paul Revere's and spread the word.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard Proctor, bathroomeconomics.com. Appropriate time. You must be getting a lot of people going to your website, Richard, looking for toilet paper now, because they're all getting a lesson in bathroom economics, aren't we? Fear and hoarding and shortages of supplies because of all of the fear and hoarding, right?
Yes, and some of the hoarding isn't really hoarding at all. It's people that used to go to restaurants that are now trying to buy food for their home.
That's right. That's right. You know, I want to talk a little bit about Thomas Massie, because, you know, usually we get you on to talk about your books about the Constitution and so forth. We usually talk about the Constitution. We had a congressman who stood up for the Constitution, and he was vilified this last week. President Trump, for his trouble for standing up for the Constitution, called him a third-rate grandstander. And you had John Kerry agreeing with President Trump. They're now both on the same page. John Kerry said that Congressman Massie has tested positive for being an a-hole.
Yeah.
And, of course,
it's ridicule. It's ridicule that they try to take people apart by ridicule and things like that. Anybody who stands up to these people, they take them down through ridicule, and everybody listens to the media and goes along with it in lockstep.
That's right. We've got to
stop this.
That's right. I want to play a real short clip here and get your take on this, because Massie was on with the New American. He had an interview with Christian Gomez, asked him, why'd you do this? Why'd you force everybody to have a vote? And Massey had this to say, video clip number one.
Actually, there's a pretty long tail on that. I still might be the most hated man in Washington, D.C. I didn't do it for political gain. There were some people who said I did that. I fully understood the implications for my race here in Kentucky, and that they wouldn't be positive. I knew that it would raise the ire of the president. But I did it anyway, not because I was trying to calculate what politically was correct, but because a clear reading of the Constitution guided what I was doing. The Constitution requires in Article 1, Section 5, a quorum to be present in order to do official business. And they say that a quorum is a majority of the body, like half of the body.
So a little over 200 members of the House.
Yeah. There were 216 was the magic number on Friday. And so I'm reading the Constitution on one hand, and on the other hand, I'm getting these emails from my leadership that say, just stay home. Nobody needs to worry about coming to Washington, D.C. We'll pass this without you. And I'm thinking, that's like a conspiracy to subvert the Constitution. Now,
wow.
Bills passed by unanimous consent and voice vote quite frequently in the House of Representatives, and that disturbs me. But the difference is there is a majority of Congress in Washington, D.C., and usually right there on the floor. What they were conspiring to do here, knowingly, was to have less than a quorum and to pass legislation at the same time.
Absolutely. And so as he was saying on the steps of some other interviews, go ahead and pull that down. He said, I smell a rat. And I, you know, when he talks about that, I smell something kind of like the creature from Jekyll Island. You mentioned G. Edward Griffin before, and that's kind of the way that they rushed in the Federal Reserve Act as well.
Yes, that's how they did it. They did it exactly the same way. They waited till the people who were contrary to it went, and then they went and formed a quorum, they said, and passed it, and Wilson signed it the next day, and we're stuck. And there's no charter date. We're stuck.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now they're talking about enfolding the into the Treasury. This is terrible. If they put that into the Treasury, we will have given them a government sanction. They will now be a government organization. And a private group of people in Europe telling our government how to do everything. Oh my, I'm irritated.
Well, the thing that bothers me about all this, Richard, is that I've seen so many people saying, President Trump, look at that. He just took over the Fed. Isn't this great? And it's like, well, I don't think that's what happened. I think the Fed took over the government. Yes. But, even if that were true, that's not what we want to have happen. Even if you love President Trump, he's not going to be there forever. And guess what? You're going to have another president later on. And that president's going to be able to do whatever he wants with financial policy and the monetary supply and cut himself off from the requirements of the Constitution that we have the dollar be backed by gold and silver so that it's honest.
Well, the Congress is supposed to determine the value. That's what it says in paragraph 5, Article 1, Section 8. Congress has determined the value. The value is determined by the amount of money issued. That's what determines the value. So that's the issue right there. That Federal Reserve controls our money supply and controls the value. And that's unconstitutional. Absolutely, but everybody knows that that's unconstitutional if they paid attention. We're in a situation now where we're being controlled and we're zombies walking around just okay, well, if they say that must be true, and it ain't true at all. It just angers me. We're going to destroy our country. Our economy is being destroyed all because these people will not stand up. Our people, the citizens, won't stand up. We must stand up.
That's right. And, I think we saw people finally show what they're made of this last week when you got one guy saying, well, wait a minute. I think there's something fishy and dirty and underhanded about this when you're telling everybody, don't bother to come in. Don't bother. We're not even going to pay any attention to the quorum stuff. We'll just do everything by voice vote. We'll take care of it. You go away. And you have one guy come up and say, but wait a minute. The Constitution says this. And then you've got everybody from John Kerry to President Trump attacking him. I think, because why? Because Trump wants his signature on that little cheese certificate that they're going to send you in several weeks at $1,200. He shuts down your business, and then he wants you to kiss his hand when he gives you a little bit of money. I tell you what, it really showed what Trump was made of, in my opinion.
Oh, this is terrible. I'm very, very disappointed. He is not living up to what he's been doing for the last 3 years. It's almost like it's been all thrown away.
Yeah,
somebody's orchestrating this in the background. Oh, I know who it is. It's written in my books, Liberty Will Survive, that they are orchestrating this, and we're just going along like zombies or accepting it. Dry run to see what will happen. What will we take? How much will we put up with before we rebel?
That's right.
And that's the key. And we're not putting up with, we're not rebelling at all. We're just saying, oh, yes. And we're just going home and staying home and not working and wondering what we're going to eat. This riots, everything is good. This whole country could fall based on this one thing at this one time.
I think it will. And if it doesn't, if this isn't the time, they've laid the groundwork, because you've heard Fauci say, we're going to turn on the social distancing and lockdown. We're going to turn it on and off like a switch. They're using this right now to psychologically condition us, as they've used TSA in the past, based on 9/11.
Yep.
This is psychological conditioning. They're establishing precedents. They are just issuing guidelines and recommendations. They're not actually formally declaring martial law. So, you know, what's to worry about? You're a conspiracy theorist if you say
the
that.
The Korean War was just a police state. We just to war. No,
that's right.
No Congress, no nothing. We just went to war. Hey, that's really good. The UN said go to war, and so we are. I think the UN is behind this whole thing. I think the international banking establishment is behind this whole thing. They want to destroy our country. They want to destroy our Constitution. They want us to be living just like everybody else in the world. And you know what they say when you run out of other people's money, but in this case, we'll just print money. We'll just print, so we don't have to worry about running out. We'll just print. And that's what this thing's about. $6 trillion debt in addition to the 23 we've got now? That's what it sounds like.
Guys, yeah, I agree. It is the UN, and it's not only are they behind this, you know, they're using these other globalist organizations, WHO, Bill Gates behind them and funding them and so forth. But the UN has already put out their plan, and I've been reading this to people for a long time, the UN 2030 agenda. They want this all in place by 2030, and we have just checked off all of the boxes, controlling your movement, controlling your livelihood, concentrating you in the cities, setting up 5G for surveillance and making sure you're locked down in place, universal basic income where you don't have any ability to earn money. Every bit of this has now been put into place, and President Trump has put the conservatives to sleep. I don't think, Richard, that Hillary Clinton would have gotten away with this.
No, probably not. But the conservatives are sure letting Trump do it. Now, I'm not contrary to Trump, but I'm getting contrary. This is really bad.
Well, you know, he can still do the right thing. He needs to do the right thing. I've been talking about this for a while, and it looks like every day, you know, he's just continually following President Fauci, who has now become the Fuhrer. Every day they step this up, and now we got Pence wearing masks that, you know, hey, you know, here's a mask. We're going to have everybody wearing masks. We're going to have you wear masks in your home and so forth until the government comes around and confiscates them from you, I guess.
Yes, I guess. Well, in New Jersey, they're commandeering, well, I think you mentioned it, they're commandeering medical supplies house to house. This is terrible.
Yeah, it is.
We're in a police state.
Well, we got to get back to the Constitution, and one day we will. One day we will. And if you want to know what the pattern is and how wise it is, again, take a look at bathroomeconomics.com. I got great books there from Richard Proctor.
Saving the Constitution.
Saving the Constitution. And if we don't save the Constitution, we're not going to save this country. Thank you so much, Richard.
Take care.
By the way, folks, take a look at what we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. You can save your health. You can save free speech at the same time. And we're going to have you healthy. We're going to have free speech. And you can take care of both of those. Just take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a lot of products that are discounted there. Prostaguard, by the way, has got all of your daily requirements of zinc, antiviral zinc. Very important. InfoWarsStore.com. It's 10% off.